Welcome, everybody, to episode 533 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, we were just talking about Motley Crue's Dirt. How are you? Break, how are you doing, man?
Yeah, metal, dude!
That's metal!
Metal!
Yeah, he's in a metal mood for sure. What about you,
Brutal Legend.
Yeah, Brutal Legend for sure. That was a terrible game. I didn't like that game. I played it for a while.
Like, and... see, the problem with that game was the stadium battles.
Yeah.
The rest of the game was a lot of fun, like just driving around and kicking ass with him and listening to heavy metal.
Yeah.
And this world with skulls everywhere and shit like that. Like, the game was totally metal, but those stage bands were like... Where are you trying to make this into an RTS or something?
Yeah,
the segments were also just like, as soon as you found the easiest way to victory, it was like, I wish I could have known this earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, why did they make me like bother with this at all?
I just wish they would have made a Psychonauts type game with Brutal Legend. I think that would have been really, really fun.
I just want like the action parts of Brutal Legend.
Yeah,
you make the other parts like an adventure or something, not the RTS.
I agree.
Are you gonna play that rad game then? Because that sounds like it's probably what Brutal Legend should have been.
Oh, look at who's in chat. Freak5 is in chat. He says, "Guess who's back? Back again."
Freak, you can't say it like that. Come on, do it better.
Jesus Christ, man. I mean, come on.
Guess who's back? Back again. Freak is back. Tell your friends. That was terrible, Eminem. Somebody else do it.
I can't do an Eminem, a good Eminem. Yeah, now, if we're doing something like, I don't know, Tupac or something, maybe. But
Eminem.
You know, Eminem. Eminem's one of my least favorite rappers. I know he's.
I love Eminem.
Uber talented, and you know all that stuff. Great songs and stuff. But I just never got into Eminem. But I'm more of an old school.
Good try, like, break. Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah. Thank you for patronizing me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I wish people patronize me.
Yeah, exactly. On Patreon. That would definitely be cool. All right, guys. Before we get started with the news, I have a couple of really, really big announcements, man. I didn't tell you. No, I wish, man. That'd be sweet.
He's finally decided to get the operation.
He
won the lottery.
How dare you? I wish, man. That'd be sweet. All right, let me get to these announcements real quick. One, they're both kind of big, so let me start with the first one. How dare you? How dare you? Let's see. Freak5 says Frank likes old school when cavemen were just paying to. How dare you, son of a bitch, Freak5? I'm talking about NWA and shit like that, man. Come on. Gangsta rap. That's the good stuff, man. Ice-T, fucking, you know, that type of shit. No, I'm not talking about like the, there's like different waves of rap, you know. I mean,
there are a lot of like different phases of rap. Like, I'm not really into the current rap phase.
Yeah,
right now.
I'm not either. I mean, there's some good in there. Like, I like Flo Rida a little bit. Yeah, Slick Rick.
Flo Rida's a very good
one. I mean, that's more pop, you know, which I'm okay with. I mean, I like some of that shit, you know, but all right, let me get to my first announcement. All right, so I've been thinking about this for a long time. And this might be a shocker to a lot of people, but I've been doing this thing for how many years? Like 11 years, almost 11 years, I think, Eric. We dispute like how many years we've been doing this, but this is going to be my last show.
Frank's so old that he can't remember.
Yeah, I really can't. I really can't. This is my last show. The two guys that you're listening to, other than me, Break and Eric, are going to do a fine job with RP Grinders. But, you know, I think it's my time to like... go off into the sunset, you know, on a horse with, you know, two, you know.
And play Dragon Quest VIII all day.
That's right. That's right. So that's my first announcement. My second announcement is, what's Monday, Eric, again? What's the date on Monday?
The day?
Yeah, like what's the date on Monday? Do you have a calendar?
Let's see. The 31st is Sunday, so that would be the first.
Yeah. So I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to say April Fools if you're listening on April Fools. Hell no, I'm not leaving the show. Fuck that, man. This is this, I'm here for the long haul, man. However long this show lasts. So this is my early April Fools Day thing. So it's only going to affect like one listener at most, because that's all that listens to
I've
the
been
show.
thinking a lot this week about Schrodinger and Jesus. Is like basically when it comes to Easter, because like it's either the like beginning of the month of April or it's like somewhere near the end.
The last 2 years, it's been in March.
Yeah,
I mean, it's been like the end of March, which has been weird.
I burst Freak Five's bubble. He goes, "Yay!" I mean, oh no more Frank. Frank is going to retire and play Dragon Age 2. How dare you? You're
So the Schrodinger Jesus is wondering whether or not he's actually dead on that cross.
Frank is going to retire and play
Or in
Dragon
the
Age 2.
tomb.
Freak 5 is exiled. You son of a bitch. Would have been smarter to say this and then release a short special. No, I'm not going to do that. Like, not, I had to do it real, quick and dirty, man, because
You
I'm.
should, or wait until the end of the episode and then announce it and then do like a short episode on April
Or
1st.
the joke would have been about you running for president.
Yeah, that would have been another good one too. I'm running. I might as well. Like everybody and their mother's running. They're so afraid of Bernie Sanders that they're like asking everybody and their mother to run in 2020 on the Democratic side. They do not want him to get that 50% threshold that he needs to.
I want more Republicans to enter and run.
Nobody's going to. They already made it harder.
There's one guy who's won so far.
Yeah, they made it harder though. They've
Or
like.
two. I'm sorry, Kasich's in also.
Oh,
So it's
dear Lord.
Mitt Romney and Kasich, right?
Oh
Those are the only
boy.
two challengers.
Oh boy. And those two will drop out faster than fucking anything. Glitty's in chat. What is up, Glitty? Nice to have you in chat.
Now, should Bernie run in 2020, or should feel that Bernie run in 2020?
Bernie, man. Bernie all the way. I want him to get to that 50%. I think he can do it, especially if
So
Biden.
you're saying feel the Bernie couldn't? Is that what you're
Feel the
saying?
burn could too, for sure.
No, that's not what it sounded like. It sounds like you're trying to change your story.
Yeah, I don't think the world is ready for
He's
Feel the
trumping
Bernie.
it.
The world is not ready for Feel the Bernie President 2020.
I have to see evidence of me ever saying that. I never saw that. Show evidence. That's not me. That's obviously a fake.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean it's
So we got a blood test of you when you were doing that, and the blood test says it was 99.9% you. Ha! See? 99.9.
Yeah,
You can't
exactly.
prove it. You have
Exactly.
nothing.
Freak Five says my daughter never cleans under her dresser. Before she got home from school, I put her tablet under her dresser. Oh, that's a good idea. But with your luck, all she's going to do is grab that tablet, and that's it.
Not yeah.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen.
Yeah, kids are terrible about cleaning.
I mean, maybe you should put a note that says, like, if you do this again, I'll just take it away, period.
Oh, that's
As
a
an
good.
adult, like, I think back to when I was a kid, like a messy kid, and I'm like, God, how did I live like that?
I
Like,
know. I know.
that's gross and gross, and what the fuck was I
Yeah,
thinking, lazy fucker?
like right now, my room is like a little untidy, and I'm like, God damn, I gotta clean this room, And so
I know.
I gotta get to that probably after this show or tomorrow.
I mean, I really should vacuum this house every day because of the cats, but it's like, ah.
Spring cleaning.
You could get away with vacuuming for at least a couple days, but yeah, like every day doing shit like that, no way, man. That'd kill my back. Like mopping, man. Mopping's the worst. Mopping and
If I was like
vacuuming.
filthy rich and retired, I'd, you know.
Oh
Well, I
yeah.
guess if I was filthy rich, I'd have somebody else do it. If I was retired and was okay, you know, that'd be all
Yeah,
right with me.
exactly.
Speaking of the Hyrule Encyclopedia, I need to get the art book of Hyrule.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to
RPG news.
What's in the news, Eric?
We from RPG site. We've got Gearbox is making Borderlands 3, apparently.
Oh
Yeah,
boy,
baby.
this is actually really exciting. I like. I didn't get all through Borderlands 2. I know it's a good game though, but I love this style of game, first person
I can never say the game looks pretty though, because everything about it's ugly looking.
It's supposed to be. But that's what I like about it.
I'm wondering, like, in this one, they hinted at the end. Spoiler for the second one, they hinted that there are other planets to go to, not just Pandora.
Ooh.
And Pandora's basically a wasteland, for the most part. So it would be nice to see like a different environment, different planet.
Yeah, I like the fact that it's cell shaded, like kind of a dirty cell shaded look. You know, that's the thing that
no platforms announced, but whatever.
Oh, it'll be on everything, like, most likely. I mean, I'm
guessing.
They'll
make a Switch version.
Oh, yeah. They'll make a Switch version about 2 years later, and it'll be, like, double the price of everything else.
Because that's a trend. It's like, if you're a big AAA company, we'll do a Switch version, but, like, a year later or more.
Yeah, of course. Mm. All right. Well, this is exciting news. I know I'm eventually going to pick it up. I'll probably wait on a sale. I never buy anything day one anymore because I'm super poor. But all right,
that's not the reason I don't buy anything on day one. Like the game I was looking forward to the most came out a little bit ago.
It'll be buggy as hell, and that's what you want to wait on it.
Well, it's not just that. Like, I would like to wait for updates, but I like to wait for price drops. Game isn't going to go anywhere. I mean, and maybe it'll be out, and maybe you'll have to catch up online. But other than
considering not buying games the rest of the year and just trying to get a PS4 Pro.
Ooh, good idea. Good idea, man. That's a great idea. Trade in sell yours.
The only other game I want to buy is the Trails of Cold Steel 2 and 3. Those are the only two I could think of, other than Dragon Quest on Switch.
Yeah. You should do like the rental, like I don't know what's it called on Xbox or GameFly? Xbox on PlayStation.
Oh, the PlayStation Now.
You'll get access to different games for you to try and stuff without you paying for any other games.
Yeah, but it's like $30 a month, so no.
Oh, it's $30 a month?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. I think.
Yikes! Yeah. I did not know it was that expensive. Well, I probably did.
I'm pretty sure the Game Pass is only $10 a month.
Yeah, Game Pass is cheap.
It's always on, and they always offer it for like first month for $1 type thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can do that on Xbox then. Damn, $30 a month?
I don't know. I think I saw something a little bit cheaper than that, but I know the Game Pass is a much better buy at this point, but, you know, whatever. All right, Breakman, what do we got?
And that way you can log on and see me playing the same game over and over again.
exactly. Or you could just see me hardly ever getting on the Xbox ever. I mean, that's, you know.
If I was going to do PlayStation Now, I might as well just do GameFly because it's at least half that price.
Yeah, I wouldn't. See, the thing about Eric is he has like they're not going to have like everything that Eric or I would play, you know. So it's like
right.
But all right.
Plus, GameFly's good. GameFly account. I couldn't really justify the price for as often as I play the same game over and over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's better for you to just buy a game and play it out.
For me, it makes more sense to just buy it. For a lot of people,
I'm probably just gonna rent DMC over the weekend some point instead, and then buy it like when it's on sale.
Yeah, I would do that, man. I mean, those games always go.
There are games like that are shorter and stuff. I play through and it's just like I'm done with them, or they're just bad games. I want to be done with them. But,
I'm going to sell Persona 5 because I probably never go play that again. Plus, we can talk about it later.
yeah. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site. What the hell is this ad? There's a scrolling ad where if you have to scroll across the page.
Oh, how nice.
Yes. Coming to us live from RPG site, Divinity Fallen Heroes announced a tactical RPG coming later this year. Larian Studios has announced a new tactical RPG set in the Divinity Original Sin 2 universe, Divinity Fallen Heroes. Okay, that's a little bit better. A little bit better first sentence. Fallen Heroes is developed in partnership with Logic Artists, Expeditions Viking, and continues the story of the fantastic 2017 CRPG. It features the same cast of unique heroes from the game and over 60 handcrafted missions. It will release on multiple unspecified platforms later this year. That's a much better first paragraph than what I get from like some of these other sites. Thank you, RPG site.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
At first glance, just who's this writer? Just well done, Brian Vitale.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian Vitale is a good writer, man.
I appreciate that. He put some work into this writing. Yeah. I really do appreciate that. At first glance, the title looks a little bit in the vein of Divinity Dragon Commander, only instead of using the version's original Sin 2 turn-based combat system, it will also feature both single-player and two-player co-op gameplay as the original Sin titles. Larian also provided there was a period in there, it didn't sound like I stopped, but I stopped for like a bump. So Larian also provided an announcement trailer as well as a feature breakdown for the game. Wow, there's a lot to it. Let me just get to the bullet points.
Yeah.
Gunpowder comes to Divinity, lock and load with an arsenal of guns and rifles. Oil, fire, ice, water, and poison surfaces are joined by the new Sulfurium surface. Well, I'm guessing, you know, they've got gunpowder, might as well have sulfur. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Affecting hero positions on the battlefield. Play with mysterious hero character Milady, nice name, for the first time in Divinity game, as well as an all-new character that's not named, or take control of the famous Godwoken.
Skip Select to Malu is the name. Skip to Malu, Milady. You know, one
Skip
of those.
Skip to Malu. God, I'm not saying that. Select from 30 plus different unit types to create the perfect squad and equip them with over 200 skills. Decide which technology to research and what artifacts to obtain to give your troops the extra oomph. Simultaneous co-op gameplay allows you to take turns and combine abilities at the same time. Unlock devastating source powers for your flying battleship, the Lady Vengeance. That will turn the tide of battle as the Lady Vengeance. I like the name, the Lady Vengeance. Mm-hmm. Recruit unique veteran troops, but be careful. If you lose them in battle, they are gone for good. Ooh, I like that too. Optional objectives and challenges will push your tactical acumen to its limits. I like it sometimes. I don't like it other times, I should say. it can be... Oh my god, games like Ogre Battle, where you have somebody like really high powered and you lose them on like the sixth level or something. Fuck! God damn!
Yeah, gosh. I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of that. That's why I play video games, man. So I can redo my mistakes and, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just not a big fan of losing characters for good. Go ahead.
Sometimes,
man.
I like it. I mean, if I can get past the challenge of that, then yeah. But there are games, like I said, Ogre Battle, when I lose like somebody that I've had for a while, it's just... It's tough for me to catch up, you know, because those people are...
I never could get into Ogre Battle. I mean, I just never found the time for it.
Yeah, no,
I really like that game. But those were the ones that were high enough level to compete with the villains on the stages.
Yeah.
Whereas your newbie characters weren't strong enough. So if you lost, like, your high power characters, it's like, well, fuck.
Exactly. Now I have to restart this fucking game. I mean, I've done that with games before, man, where I'm just like, God damn it, I didn't do this right. I just got to start the fuck over, you know?
Yep. I remember Nintendo Power putting out, like, tips on how to get werewolves, but are werewolves are actually that good of a unit in that game?
I don't remember.
I don't know, man.
It's been a very long time since I've
played. The Divinity Universe, those games are really good. I haven't played two, but the first one's good. It's a little different than Diablo, so I have to... kind of get used to it. I have the first one. I definitely want to get the second one. I heard the second one is a big improvement on the first. Not a big strategy guy, so I probably won't be picking this up, but this would be something I think Break would be more interested in anything. Let me tell everybody that's in chat. I think Banana Nananin is in there. Of course, Freak 5's in there. Commander Root is in there. Bernie and Glitty are in chat. So welcome aboard, everybody, if I didn't mention you before. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Also from Adam Vitale. Wow, this guy's tearing it up on RPG site, man. We should get Adam on the show. After an initial...
They've got their own podcast.
So what? We can have him on our show. Like, what, is he exclusive to their podcast? He doesn't have his own line?
No, just... I think he'd use that as an excuse, though.
He can't use that for an excuse. If he wanted to, just say, I just don't want to do it. Like, be honest, you know? After an initial teaser late last year, Atlus has revealed that the previously hinted P5R is Persona 5 The Royal, and has posted a new teaser video, which I'm playing for chat. Let's see... And then there's a little blurb here on from Gamatsu. While details are scarce, seems to be a new version of Persona 5. Sort of like what they did with Persona 4, the Golden. So this, is, I mean, that's good.
Actually, it's more like what they did with 3 Portable.
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
I see this
because of the new protagonist. That was a thing that happened in 3, but not 4. Golden.
Yeah, Weiland's in
chat. I'm watching this, and I have only one question.
Yes,
have you guys ever worn a top hat?
I want to wear a top hat all the time. Ever since Slash wore a top hat. Weiland's in chat.
I've never worn a top hat before. I've worn tuxedos.
I've worn a cowboy hat. Have you ever worn a cowboy hat? I have.
No, I've never worn a cowboy hat either.
Yeah, I would. Let's see. I should put my camera on. I don't think so. No way. Not today.
Wildman's in chat, and he's been playing the MK11 beta. I know you say he's in chat already, but he's been playing MK11 beta.
Yeah. He's on the phone right now, I guess. So, yay. Yay for you. Hopefully with the team that NetherRealms that did MK11. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is how Azure Lane Crosswave for the PS4 will be released in Japan on August 29th, and it's it's a console adaptation of the mobile Ship Girl game.
I forgot about this game.
This isn't that other one, the Kantai collection. This is a different one.
Oh my god!
Freak is exiled for the second time. He's listening to the show on his phone. He's too lazy to.
But from what I've heard, this is a much better version of Kantai collection because the stories are actually interesting, and it's less fan servicey.
Yeah.
And this one seems to be. Unlike the mobile game, I think it, the original Azure Lane was just like kind of an RPG with like an original novel-y type deal, and this one's more of an action game.
Does this look like, I'm looking at the screenshots, does that look a less fan service-y to you guys? Like, I'm looking, like, that's actually a really cool pick, the one with the white dress there. Let's see if there's anything else here.
It's fan service-y, but it's less erotic because they can get pretty skimpy in that Kantai collection.
Yeah, that's true.
And Neptune's in the game for some reason.
How funny. All right, break. Next story.
Wait, I'm talking. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just wait on
Sorry, I was typing in chat.
Okay. All right.
Okay, coming to us live from Silken Era. Coven and Labyrinth of Galleria features a witch grandmother and two new classes. Details for Coven and Labyrinth of Galleria have come out via Dengeki PlayStation. That sounds more like a book or a movie title than a game title. Including visuals for protagonist Eureka, the witch Madame Malta, and her goddaughter Perico. And I don't think I did justice for when I say the protagonist. Eureka! And the other two new classes, Wander Corsair and Shino Mashira. Additionally, the feature reveals just how the new Mira Machina mechanic will work. And there's some bullet points here. Spirit Lamp, I guess without bullets next to him, but whatever. Spirit Lamp, a lantern where you, the player's soul, has been sealed inside of. As you can't move by yourself, Eureka has to bring you around. Spirit Lamp is able to...
I think the idea is that your character died and that's how they saved you from dying.
Oh, well, that's nice of them. Shove your ass into a lantern.
Give you a new body, I guess.
Yeah, couldn't they put you in a suit of armor? Just saying.
Like, they didn't have any lying around.
So, Eureka, a plucky and optimistic young girl who has the ability to fix wandering souls in place. Madame Malta, a long, white-haired old witch nicknamed Obaba-sama. In order to find artifacts, she sends puppet soldiers into the labyrinth. Perico, Malta's granddaughter, who's traveling together with her, she can be cheery but is usually frowny over something or other. She likes cats.
Freak5 is asking us if it's child abuse to make your child wear a ball gag because they'll never shut up, and he's asking for a friend. No, not at all. I mean, shit, we put kids in cages at the border. Why not ball gag them all up, motherfuckers? I mean, especially if they're talking too much, you know. That's what I mean, you know, when in doubt, ball gag, I always say. Anyways, continue on. Anything else, Bray?
Yes, Galleria, the Palace of Galleria is a place that is located far out in the forest. Beneath the palace of is a labyrinth constructed by demons called the Gallery, thanks to the art and this painting stored within. Wonder Corsair. What a name. A pro at battle who's mastered various weaponry. I mean, really, it sounds like he's ego-driven or something. Like, his name is, his first name's Wonder. While they valiantly face off against strong foes, they also prioritize helping allies.
Clash Titan.
Oh, okay, so it's not just one guy. Never mind. Their balanced attackers will get a mix of attack and defense. Dengeki PlayStation notes that they will likely play similar to the Aster Knights from Labyrinth of Refrain, and hence that they will be able to play an even more flexible role compared to the Aster Knights class.
Ooh.
Shinomashira.
Aster Knights are basically just beat-em-up good anime characters.
Yeah. Shinomashira are elite warriors from the Mashira clan who come from an eastern country. Axes and hammers are their forte, and they blaze through using their physical skills in frontline fights.
And they don't like clothes or armor, apparently.
Yeah, I noticed this. They do not go for protection. I mean, neither man or woman is looking for protection.
They're probably the DPS berserker class.
Yeah. I mean, at least he wore pants, though.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to see a
She didn't even wear pants. Stockings. Even protecting anything there.
Nope.
They're just going into battle like, whatever, bitch, let's do this.
I used to play D&D, and there were, skills that you could get, like bark skin and stuff, or spells that you could do that, like, you know, you really wouldn't need it. Like, monks never really wore a lot of armor, so I guess I'll let it pass. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Brad.
It's fine. Mirashima. They are new automaton puppets that can be called out and placed in front of covens that last only a few turns and cannot be commanded, but support the covens with various skills. Each Mirror Machina will have different specializations. I'm going to call it both. I don't care. With some focusing on defense and some on attack. Finally, director Tatsuya Izumi said that they have incorporated feedback from the first game into this game, which is more of a successor than a sequel. It is also important to note that Dengeki PlayStation has corrected that Coven and Labyrinth of Galleria is only coming to PlayStation 4, Vita, and the Switch.
Yeah.
And why not? I mean, They're dumb.
And it'll be in Japan on July 25th.
Yeah.
Watch it get ported later.
Freak 5 is exiled. He wants to see me without pants. So there you go.
Also, a Vita game in Japan is still a thing. Okay.
That's not what he said. He said he went to visit you and you answered the door without pants.
That's
he said it was like that scene in Tommy Boy.
How dare you? I have.
Then again, if NISA ports this, they'll probably port the Switch just because they're not going to want to bother with the Vita.
You're exiled, Break, son of a bitch.
What, can I edit that Tommy Boy? I mean, he totally said that.
Alright, next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Ninja Gaiden-inspired action game Cyber Shadow, announced by Yacht Club Games. So there you go, there's a little trailer. Game is described as an NES-style game that had the level design principles of Mario, the skills and action of Ninja Gaiden, the enemy designs of Contra, and the dark visual aesthetic of Batman. So, looks cool. I'm looking at the trailer. It's really cool. I mean, it's old school Nintendo. I wish they would, these type of games, you would think they would go a little extra and do, a 16-bit version, a Super Nintendo type deal. That would probably be, but it looks cool. I mean, you know, within the limitations of
8-bit. I think you should master 8-bit before you move on to 16-bit, though. So,
maybe that's right. Maybe they're not good enough yet, or they don't feel they're good enough.
Who, Yacht Games? Yacht Games did Portal.
Or it's not the type of game they wanted to make at all. So,
Yacht Games is a good studio, man. I expect big things.
Maybe
from
it's
this
cheaper.
Games isn't making the game, though. They're only publishing it.
Well, who makes the game then? Who's making it?
This game is being. Well, I guess he doesn't have a team. It's just a
dude.
Small single person sounds like.
Wow.
But
okay.
Which was probably why it took them 5 years.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, it looks good. It looks really good for an 8-bit game.
He goes by Mecha Skull, but his name's Arn A. Hunziker.
This would be one hell of an achievement if this is one dude. Everybody should support this game. I like hearing of people that are single except for like Fez. I never bought Fez because I can't stand Phil Fish. But like
Iconoclast is a good game that was developed by one person.
Iconoclast, it took 9 years. Iconoclast is a good game, man. I played a little bit of that. That was a good game. All right, so yeah, man, it's really good. I mean, I'm looking at it and I can tell this is. It looks mechanically sound, like old school 8-bit graphics. So I'm interested. This looks good. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Next, we've got from Silicon Era, Heavenly Guardian is coming to PS4, and it's basically the spiritual successor to the. Let's see. I think it was called a Hikikaikai. But we know that series as Pocky and Rocky. So it's basically that game, but without those characters. But there was a Wii version of this game released a long time ago, and I think it's the exact port, but with like HD visuals this time.
Mm, yeah, it looks okay. It looks fun. I'd pick it up for, you know, on the cheap, but we'll see. All right, break.
I've never played Pokemon Rocky.
Neither have I.
Although the Heavenly Guardian is available on Switch and PC already, if you want to get it now and you don't care about the PS4 version.
Yeah. Fuck the TSA, Freak 5. You're exiled, son of a bitch. All right.
Is it true that you like the 50 Shades stuff?
Oh, hell no, man. I can't.
He's lying about that.
I saw the first 50 Shades.
Oh, wait. If you're looking
he's not saying the movie. He's saying, like, the stuff in the movie.
Oh,
like,
the stuff in the movie is fine. I mean, shit. Oh.
I'd like to let people know if they want to get this game on the Switch or Steam. It's called Snow Battle Princess Sayuki.
Wyland's calling it a night. He can't stay up for grinders. He can't hang. Have a good one, man. Thanks for joining, Wyland. Appreciate it.
Is he, like, really tired?
Yeah, he's been up since,
he was
like,
up
2.
Past his bedtime last night.
Yeah, way past his bedtime.
Too much Mortal Kombat beta playing.
Yeah, he's playing.
Yeah, I want to know about the beta.
I know. I wish he... Maybe next week he'll tell us all about it, how the beta went and stuff. But, all right. Breakman, next story, please, I think.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Kenichiro Takaki leaves Marvelous due to recent policies, joins Cygames to make a fantasy game. Oh, recent policies. I wonder what happened here. Shinran Kagura, series booby producer. What?
He's the guy
that does the boobs? Yeah. Is that what we're saying?
That's, yeah. Yeah, if you've seen the Shinran Kagura.
That's a big joke that Marvelous had with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's seen here... holding a fake pair of boobs. Mm-hmm. Shinran Kagura series booby producer Kenichiro Takaki revealed in this week's issue of Famitsu magazine that he has left Marvelous after 13 years and has joined Cygames for something new. According to Takaki, the biggest reason he left Marvelous is due to the recent policies that have restricted sexual depictions. He personally felt a thread snap with that. He says that while sexual content tends to be criticized a lot, it has just as much people who enjoy it.
The thing is, Sony made these decisions, and apparently Marvelous has mirrored those policies.
Yeah, and I'm in agreement with this guy. Like sex is something that the United States, especially, is so far behind the times. You know, when it comes to,
it's not even behind; it's ass backwards and sideways.
Yeah. Oh my God! How dare we show flesh?
Well, I don't understand.
Oh, God, we can't show something natural. Oh not God.
Look.
Don't put your mouth there. Oh, Jesus.
Somebody was debating with me about censorship one time, and I won't mention who.
Punch him in the nuts.
No, I should have, man. I should have. No, and then...
Censor this.
So I made the point, look, when it comes to cuss words, fuck, damn, shit, whatever cuss word, you know, you want to bring, like... Why do we censor it? Like, honestly, like, why do we do it? Like, I think we're, as a society here in the United States, smart enough to know if we don't like something, we'll just turn the channel. Like, if I'm listening to Disney Radio, right? I mean, Disney Radio is obviously going to have a policy that says we really don't want you to say fuck and shit. This is a kid's show. So if they started all of a sudden saying, you know, bad words on Nickelodeon or Disney, then nobody's going to watch it. You know, so it kind of regulates itself in that manner. Like,
it seems like they are, like, at least on cable networks and stuff, kind of starting to relax a bit with.
Yes, I agree with you on that.
But and a little bit with nudity, but in general, like it's like we can't say something bad, we can't show nudity. There definitely can't be sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's so much, you know, fake blood and fake violence and stuff, gun violence specifically.
You know, I was listening. I hate listening to radio because, like, why do people listen to radio now anyways, like, at all? Like, there's really zero reason with the internet.
I listen to radio a lot.
Well, I don't anymore because it's like –
probably because that's all he has to do at his job.
Yeah, like I get right. I work, so it's I
yeah. But
to
there's
radio.
There's other options like podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I can listen to some podcasts. My thing with podcasts, like listening to them anymore, is I don't want them. I don't want to like steal somebody else's opinions and stuff like that.
No,
like I was listening to another podcast a while ago that actually mentioned that same thing. Like he didn't like listening to other podcasts because he didn't want. He didn't want to be influenced by other podcasts, but not only that, he didn't want to like subconsciously like steal from them either.
I'm of the opposite mindset. I think if you can make your podcast better, that's one great way of doing it.
I don't say that it's wrong for other people. Yeah. I'm not criticizing your way of doing it. I'm just saying for me, like I can see me like subconsciously like maybe saying like just saying things and not realizing I'm quoting somebody else.
Yeah. Well, I guess. I mean, good, fair enough. But here's my point. Like I was listening to the radio, which I hate. I can't stand like the normal traditional radio, like FM, AM bullshit, you know, cause it's the same shit. But when you listen to DJs now, they have their ways of going around like saying like what they really want to say, and it's the most ridiculous stupid thing. Like everybody and their mother knows what the words are that they're trying to convey without saying them. Why are we like so anti expressionist in this country? You know what I mean? Like if a DJ wants to say shit or damn or hell or fuck or whatever, and it makes sense with what they're saying, like it's so dumb. Slagar's in chat. Welcome, Slagar.
Speaking of like dumb, like think about the word cock. Like you can't say cock, but you can say peacock.
Right, right. See, that's
like,
what I'm
you
saying.
You can say like
chicken.
Slicing,
so like
you can't say a dick.
Right.
You know, like, how absurd is that?
Or, like, you replace Dick with Richard or something. You know, like, it's so dumb. Like, it waters down radio so much that no wonder people turn to other sources like the internet to listen to radio and podcast and, you know, a million different things. And you can listen to music on YouTube. So it's like, you know, whatever. Slagar says, what's a female peacock called? I don't even want to say it. I was thinking the same exact thing, but I'm like, see, even I can censor sometimes. I'm going to let you do the last story, Eric.
Last story is, let's see, Shantae 5 is a thing.
Yeah.
It's coming to the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC and the Apple Arcade, which, yes, Apple is launching a games platform on the mobile devices.
Yeah, ooh, whoopity-doo.
Should I feel bad that I haven't played 1 through 4?
You should, because they're great games. Really good games. Yeah, they're good games.
I'm pretty sure you can play them on the Xbox, too. Like, pretty much all of them, except for the original.
Yeah, they're good. They're really good, man. I enjoy.
There's only so much time, you know, and it's hard to get me to play something else sometimes.
Yeah. Well, these games aren't super. I mean, difficult. They're fun, man. You could get through.
I've got questions about Sekiro. Like in the character artwork I'm seeing on this ad here, he has two swords, but I'm pretty sure he only uses one in the game.
Yeah. Sekiro is looking good. That's another game I want to get, but not till later. I got to beat Bloodborne first.
And then again, maybe I get something later. I don't know.
You know, in times like this, I just want you guys to understand that I like stuff like this that I found. I played it before, but it's always nice to revisit.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and you hear the lamentation of your women. That is good.
I mean, you always got to play a little bit of that. You know,
I like this when he talks.
Yeah, everybody likes hearing Conan speak in misogynistic terms.
Yeah, exactly. What were you saying?
I like the speech he makes to Crumb, like I pray to you, and stuff like that.
Oh,
but
that's
if you
a good
don't know how to help me now, screw you, I do it myself.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Every once in a while, you got to remind yourself.
I tell myself, I don't. They say fucking Conan.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, I do want a Deadpool
comic. Doesn't usually do things by himself anyway.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, I do want a Deadpool comic where he steals the Ant-Man suit and kills people by climbing in different orifices or makes the ants do it. There's been talk about that.
He said the Thanos thing, like, I do not want that. Please do not put that in the movie. He said the Russo brothers confirmed nothing like that will happen. Thank God. But Deadpool doing that, I want a comic like that. I could see that.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Homie Don't Play That, the homie discounts. Eric, you have a link to the new games for PlayStation Plus. What are they?
The only two games. Speaking of Conan, Conan Exiles is one of them.
Yep.
And the other one is The Surge.
Very underwhelming, in my opinion. I thought they were going to step up their game. You know, I was thinking about PlayStation
Plus. Was Lords of the Fallen any good at all?
Lords of the Fallen's good. They made it good eventually. When it first came out, not so much. It was just.
Well, there's still gonna be The Surge too, so maybe I'll be better.
Yeah. I would. I hope that during this year that Sony really knocks it out of the park with PlayStation Plus, because losing two games, like, I know they were PS3 games and Vita games, but the Vita games were usually cross-buy with the PS4. Xbox always has at least like four games that you can download. So it's becoming more increasingly clear that Xbox, if they wanted to exploit an advantage over Sony, it would be in their free game offerings. I hope PS Plus steps up and does better, because those games do not move me. Maybe The Surge, no desire to play Conan Exiles. I might download and play it once, and that's about it. So not interested. All right, let's move on to the Xbox.
I have a desire to find a Conan cartoon. Like, I think that, I don't know if that was one of those cartoons that just ended, or if I just didn't get to see it. I mean,
yeah,
it didn't end. Kind of stopped.
Yeah. Over on the Xbox, they're having a Batman sale. You can save up to 75%. I see that. Elder Scrolls 25th anniversary sale. So, anything else?
Like, I think they closed an arc on like a specific storyline, and that's where they just quit it.
Yeah,
that sucks. Cartoons get such shit on. Yeah, they really do.
Yeah. Although I was happy to see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse got the Academy Award. I was really surprised, but hopefully that type of shit will continue. But all right, Elder Scrolls 25th anniversary sale. They got up to 40% on all the Elder Scrolls game. Why is Skyrim not like super cheap now? I mean, they have it listed here at $23.99.
It's
so dumb.
Because it's Bethesda.
Yeah. Shadowgate remake for $16. Over on Nintendo, there wasn't anything super major. I think there was Hello Neighbor for $20, which that's a piece of shit game.
One day Bethesda won't have all the money in the world, and they will have to get their shit together.
I hope,
one day.
Man, I hope. I hope.
Until then, I think, because they've got all the money in the world, they just, they're like, whatever, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
We can weather the failures.
I didn't see anything major on Nintendo. Friday the 13th Killer Puzzle for $10, so that's 50% off. Mm-hmm. The Trine games are on sale, which are still way more expensive than you can get them on.
Wait, does the puzzle kill people, or is it like just a really good puzzle?
You know who plays it? Freak 5 plays it. You can ask him. I think he knows more.
Say a Nightmare on Elm Street puzzle? Nope. It's like the puzzle box from
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser?
That'd be fucking cool. That would be really cool.
So Freddy's got his own puzzle box now?
Yeah, no, it's Jason.
Oh my god, that's what we need. We need horror movie hookups. Like, why haven't we had, Freddy and The Tall Man or something like that.
Yeah,
movies
agree.
Like that. Come on.
Ooh, 40th anniversary. 40th anniversary of Phantasm just passed. I think it was like yesterday. That's
Wow.
Yeah, that series is awesome. If you guys haven't seen Phantasm, man, those are really good movies. Like the acting is cheesy and stuff, but the story like spans like generations. Yep, 40th Slagar. 40th anniversary. Can you believe that? All right, Sundered Eldritch Edition for $14. But other than that, I didn't really see too much on Nintendo. They really never have any great sales. I mean, like Raven is $24 if you want to relive the Raven. And there was one more notable title, and I can't seem to find it right now. But there you go. There's your homie discounts for this week on all the systems. So, without further ado, Breakman.
Twitter comments.
Any Twitter comments or questions?
Yeah, there were you and me fighting over basketball. I don't know if you want to talk about that. But,
well, I blame you. I blame you for my bracket being busted, but, you know.
Yeah, you blame me a lot, too. Let me see here. You sent me
guilty by association.
Was this last week when he sent us the Ant-Man picture? Just to be clear, Ant-Man will not be crawling into Thanos' asshole and then expanding in Avengers Endgame. The fans want me to do what? And there's a picture of what's his name spitting all the liquid out there.
Hey, if it worked in South Park, then it can work in Avengers. You know what I'm saying? Like that's problem solved right there. You want to take care of Thanos? Get Ant-Man and Ant-Man do your thing.
Yeah, I don't. That's, yeah. And then Freak says, Phantom says other holes Ant-Man can crawl up. Yeah, see, my first thought would be like crawling like your nose or something.
Yeah,
I don't know why people want him to crawl up his ass. Like why does it have to be the ass? I mean, I guess at least they didn't say go up his penis hole.
Yeah. All right, what else
Urethra, we got? Urethra, there he is. I'm like, no.
What else we got, man?
Let me see your poop today bullshit. Keep sending me that.
Yeah, I pooped today. So, you know, if you guys have pooped today, make sure you hashtag that on Twitter and send it to RP Grinders.
I forgot to respond with, but didn't flush. So you're complaining about the UC game in which I told you what to do, and then you said you stood by a point, you were guilty by association.
Yes,
because
you are.
Don't know anyone else.
You are.
Yeah, and you blame me even though I gave you great advice. Knock, knock. Eastoy pooping. Knock, knock, Eastoy pooping. What? I get a. Estoy. What is this?
I'm pooping. That's Spanish for I'm pooping. Knock, knock. I'm pooping.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that. I see the sombrero, but I didn't know if it was. I didn't know.
That's
okay.
Racist, Freak 5. I call you out on your bullshit, man. That's racist.
Right, then he sent us a toilet scene from my favorite show on the planet ever that was ever invented ever, Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
I fucking love Teen Titans so much that it makes me want to cut myself. And then Bernie actually has an interesting one. So
this is
looking at this earlier, and I think this is going to be there's going to have to be a tiebreaker here.
Yeah.
If only one could be legalized, which would you choose and why?
This is from Mom 2. This is a question from Mom 2.
Marijuana or alcohol? Mom's 2 questions of question. Mom's Jesus. Mom 2's question of the week.
Yes.
And okay, so we both know we know my answer and Frank's answer. So, Eric.
But hold on. No, hold on. Let's frame this the right way. So the question is, you know, you can only legalize one. The other one has to go, basically. Yeah.
I mean, with all the studies they've shown, like, marijuana obviously is better.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, there's no, like, good thing. Well, I take that back. Like, the French have shown, like, drinking, I think, a glass of wine a day can help extend your life.
Right.
But other than that, like, the benefits are more, like, there's a lot of more benefits from medical marijuana.
This is an easy choice for me, all right? Like, I do drink on occasion, but
so good.
Yeah, I like
a delicious beer right now. And
I like it, but there's
I'm cuddling up to this beer. Ah, damn it, I spilled it on you, son of a bitch.
You know, look, here's the deal, all right? It's an easy choice for me. Marijuana is the way to go. You legalize marijuana and alcohol, whatever, it can go away. And it's not even close for me because not only do I enjoy it a lot better, like the next day, like any time that I drink and not even to really excess. Like, I can have, like, you know, 2, 3, 4 beers, and, like, the next day I feel, like, just not that great. Like, I just don't feel good. And I have never had a time where, and I trust me, I've smoked a lot of weed. Like, I was talking to, I think I was talking to Bernie about this, but, like.
And Freak makes a point. Marijuana is better for us, edibles at least. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Marijuana. I wasn't thinking about, because he's saying inhaling burning particles is a bad idea no matter what, right?
Well,
like, what I was thinking, too. And I was just thinking, like, this whole time, like, what if they made a beer that could get you high and pot that got you drunk? We have the science and technology. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, I have been through binges where I've smoked like a ton in a day. And the next day I have never, not once had anything close to a hangover. Not one time.
I can't count how many times I've thrown up. Mostly because I don't remember every time.
There's the thing. Like, and if there's one thing in life that I hate more than anything, it's throwing up. And
oh my god, there's this one time I went out bar hopping with a friend, in Covington, Kentucky. There's an area where it's bar next to bar next to bar. So me and him went to each bar and we got a drink at each bar. I bought one, he bought one. So
right.
Like I would buy like a beer or a whiskey, something like that, and he'd buy like Jägermeister. after we went to these, I think it was 10 or 12 bars, something like that, completely shit-faced, like dragging and stuff like that. One of his buddies lived close by, and we went over his buddy's house, and I was just like – barely there at that point. I was so fucking wasted. And he went inside with his buddy. Oh, stay outside. I'll be all right. And he came down a few minutes later. There was puke all over the place. I don't know how that puke got there, even though I was all by myself. And before his buddy came out, you know, me and my friend left real quick.
Oh, yeah. That's a smart move there, man.
Like, yeah. I don't know who threw up all over his back porch.
Here's the thing. Like you get all of the effects and even more with weed. And Freak Fight.
Okay, here's another story for you, because Bernie says, wait, is throwing up or diarrhea worse? I was drinking, and another reason why I don't drink liquor anymore, I stick to beer.
Yeah.
I was drinking whiskey with a friend, and we were kind of like trying to, you know, out-drink each other and stuff like that. And at one point, I kind of grabbed the beer or the bottle of whiskey and chugged it. And this was our third bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
This wasn't like the only bottle of whiskey. Like, we drank a lot of whiskey. And a few minutes later, I said, I gotta go to the bathroom. And like, oh, you're gonna puke. Like, you failed. You won the thing. No. I had to go in there because I had explosive diarrhea at that moment. And lucky I had a trash can next to me, because the moment the diarrhea started, the vomiting came.
Oh,
too.
Man. Yeah, see, Freak Five says having both is the worst. Like,
For about a half hour, I think I was diarrhea out of one end and vomiting out of the other.
Yeah. And see, that's the other thing, too. Like, you get really dehydrated when you drink.
It was so much fun, but then you get the after effects.
Yeah. I just, like, for me, like, there's not even a comparison. Like, you get all the same effects even better with smoking weed. And I understand what Freak 5 is saying, like inhaling. But, like, it's not like cigarettes. Like, cigarettes, like, you tend to smoke way more because nicotine is, like, the worst drug ever. But you don't smoke nearly as much weed as you would, like, let's say, cigarettes. You know, that's not to say that you can't get sick from smoking weed. If you're a chain weed smoker, then, you know, you're doing it at your own peril. But, like, there's so many health benefits to smoking weed, too, man. Like, I'm a firm believer in, like, CBD and, you know, stuff like that, too. So if you add a little CBD in the mix here and again, like, you're going to be healthier. Whereas alcohol, man, like, the stuff that alcohol
only destroys.
Oh, man. Like, alcohol. Like, I do like a good buzz. Like, if I can.
I will say, like, now, too, like, I rarely get hangovers from drinking beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, you definitely get it from, like, whiskey or vodka or any of these. I've drank all those hard liquors.
I mean,
stuff.
It depends on how you do it. Like, I can do, yeah, like Slagar says, I'm from Green Bay. He has to drink beer by law. Yeah, right. Exactly. And wear cheese heads and eat pretzels and stuff like that. Yeah, of course, Slagar. We know.
I have some math problems.
Yeah. I'm a Cincinnatian. We're heavily German here, so we also have to drink.
Yeah, I don't mind a beer here and again. Like I'll get some Clamato and I'll have a couple of beers. I mean Denver's a big Coors town. Like Coors is here. You know, it's here. So I do like Coors quite a bit. So I'll drink a Coors now and again. But man, I hate the way I feel the day after. And never, this is advice for me, all right? Never do both weed and drink. Ever. Ever.
Also,
if you have
asthma problems, you probably shouldn't do weed in the first place.
Actually, you can do weed if you have asthma problems.
Well,
just
you shouldn't smoke it.
You can smoke it. You can actually smoke it, and it's good for you. I know it's counterintuitive, but smoking is actually okay as long as you do it in moderation. The thing about it is, you probably want to hold on, Eric. You probably want to limit it, and you probably want to again add CBD. Like, Freak Fire says weed is a bronchial dilator. What you want to do is like you probably want to do edibles, but you probably want to do something with CBD because that'll definitely help you out quite a bit with a lot of ailments. CBD, I'm not like a new age guy where I think CBD is the end all tell all and it cures this and that, but it is a good pain reliever and it definitely helps in, just making you feel all around better. Like it just, CBD is an amazing, amazing product of weed. As long as you use it in conjunction with THC. I don't know if you guys knew this, but the human brain actually has cannabinoid receptors. So,
yeah,
you know, weed is not a bad thing for your body unless you're smoking it in excess. And, in excess is the key word because what's excessive? I think chain smoking, obviously, you don't want to do
it's
that.
It's not like weed's like super addictive or anything.
It is not. It is not. I've been weeks without weed. Like, I mean, there are times when I'm like, God damn, I wish I had some weed and stuff. But it's not like, I'm jonesing or anything like that.
I think it's a lot of the stuff that exists. I think it's less that it is addictive, and it's more that that certain people have addictive
personalities. Yep.
Like, for instance, like gambling.
Well, alcohol.
Like, I love like going out and gambling. Like it's fun to do, like play slots or play poker or blackjack, something like that.
Yeah.
But I've never felt a need to do it. You know, it's like, yeah, I gotta come back and do this again. Mostly, it's like, that was fun, but damn, I'm getting a little less money.
No,
I won and I go get drunk. Awesome. Yeah. You know.
Well, I mean, you're right. It is personality driven. But that doesn't mean that somebody that doesn't have those personality traits can't, get addicted to alcohol or even weed. I mean,
right.
There's, you
alcohol
know,
and especially something like heroin.
Gambling.
Or something.
Oh, really heroin, no doubt. Nicotine is the worst.
Yeah.
Cocaine. Nicotine is the absolute worst of all, believe it or not. Like, nicotine is probably the hardest drug to kick. It is.
My brother's still a smoker.
Yeah, it's a devastating thing, nicotine. But
it's gone on and off so many times, I lost count.
Yeah, everything else, I mean, it's with anything, moderation. You know, you do it in moderation. You know, but smoke weed every day. That's my take on it. So you're outnumbered, Breakman, 2-1.
Like, I don't even know if he still smokes anymore at this point.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I kind of thought I was going to be.
Anything else on Twitter, Break, before we move on?
Oh, you know what? I forgot to look after that. Like, I was thinking about that question. No, just the show starting and you're hyping your April Fool's joke.
It was, yeah.
I mean, that was a joke, right? That's what you were trying to be funny, right?
How dare you, you son of a bitch. How dare you. All right, let's move on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know, Breakman, what you've been playing. What have you been playing?
The same stuff.
Phone Destroyer, Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2, yes. And I haven't that much time to play because I've been watching stuff this week and been busy. Just Titanfall 2 and South Park and Final Fantasy Record Keeper, that type stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
you're still playing Final
Fantasy
Record Keeper, huh?
Is on its fourth anniversary.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, there've been a few times like I've quit playing for a while, like maybe a month or two or something like that. But I've always come back to it.
Yeah.
But they've had, well, I should say, one of the cool things they've done in the last year is actually add an actual story.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, finally! It's an actual game now.
Yeah.
Story and a plot and stuff like that. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freak 5 apparently can't handle weed. So that's what I'm getting from chat.
But that's just one of the mini modes, and I barely play that story mode.
Yeah. Alright, Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more London Detective Mysteria, and some Sekiro, and some Trails of Cold Steel PS4.
Did you buy Sekiro?
Yeah.
Okay, alright. Alright, and that's about it? That's all you've been playing, Eric?
Uh-huh.
All
right. I was gonna get code from Activision for that game.
Yeah.
They won't even respond to my email. So.
Yeah. All right. I've been playing. I kind of got inspired by what Brake was saying. I got into Strider again.
Yeah. Well, that's a good game.
Yeah, I like it. It's a little like the first like dragon boss was giving me a hard time, but then I just thought like just relax a little bit, you know. When I get into these things, I get a little too tense, like, you know, I don't know. If I relax a little bit and I kind of just take it in stride, you like that in stride. I do a little bit better with video games, and that's what I did with Strider. I just kind of just like had this zen moment of like, you know, stop getting so mad when you can't beat something. Just do it, you know.
For me, those kind of, the Metroidvania type games, a lot of them are kind of harder at the start when you don't have all the awesome abilities and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's one of the kind of the problems. I think Strider suffers from that a little.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to die at the very beginning of that game.
Yeah.
But then you start right back up and stuff.
The health is the big issue with me. Like, you hardly have any health to start off with. So even the lowest enemies can kick your ass really quick. So.
Right. But then later on you go back to that area to pick up power ups and you're such a badass that it's like, oh, this is fucking this is weak. I'm not even wasting my time with these guys.
Yeah,
that's what I love about the
It's exactly thing. How I feel about Metroid. Why I love Metroid so much, because you just go back, you backtrack, which I don't mind backtracking at all. I love it, and you find, you know, power ups and you just whip ass, and that's the vibe I'm getting from Strider, even though I haven't really gotten any super power ups or anything yet. But it's fine.
I tell you what, boss kicked my ass a lot was that fucking monkey.
I haven't got there.
It beat my ass like all night long, and then the next morning I beat it the first try. It was one of them type of bosses.
Yeah. Let's see. I played, of course, Marvel Puzzle Quest. A little bit more Final Fantasy IX. Getting back into the flow of playing. It's hard to go back to something like Final Fantasy IX after you played like modern RPGs and like you know.
Yeah.
There's just a lot like to take into account when you go back to playing. But it's a great game. Final Fantasy IX is fantastic. I also, and this is interesting, I played and I beat Ratchet and Clank. This is the first, this is the remaster on the PS4, and I had it on the PS2, and I got pretty far, but I didn't beat the game, and it was something that was always in the back of my mind. You know, you always have those games, you're like, man, I really would have wished I would have beat that, but it's like too late.
I don't think I've ever finished any of the Ratchet and Clank games, they're fun.
Oh, it's worth it, because it's easy. The games are easy. There's no, you know, there's no huge challenge to it. It's more kind of like goofy story-driven, you know, platforming more than anything, and it is... It's really, really good. And
the guns are what make that game so much fun. Like, just I forget which one had the disco ball thing. Like, Jesus.
Oh,
like,
that's
with this stuff.
It's the Disconator or whatever they call it. It's really good. But it's this game. And it's one of those fun games when you beat it, you want to go back and you want to get different things. And, you know, I don't know. It's a great game. I think it still holds up graphically. Like, the remaster is fucking fantastic. Like, it takes it to a whole new level. It's the mechanics are a little different. The camera's a little weird. But hey, Dungeon's in chat. I was just talking about Final Fantasy IX. I was thinking about you, Dungeon. But he said, congrats. Ratchet & Clank's really fun. It is. It still holds up, man. Like, there's a few minor things like the camera and, you know, stuff like that. But I wish they would make more Ratchet games, man, because they're really fun. They're really, really fucking fun. Let's see, Freak Five says, I saw a tweet that you said you got fat playing that game. I meant to say far, not fat, and that's why Twitter needs a fucking edit button is what is really going on. My wife's cooking is your excuse. Hey, I'm slim in the waist, pretty in the face, Freak Five, so, you know. Let's see. Your gut's mostly Bear Break, man. I wish they'd do another Ratchet and Clank game, too.
Well, I think the reason they haven't done a Ratchet game is because they've been working on Spider-Man all that time.
Spider-Man, and didn't they... Is Insomniac the ones that did Uncharted, or am I thinking of a different
No, you think of Naughty Dog.
Naughty Dog. Oh, who's... Insomniac did something else, too. What was
that? Yeah, they did Spyro, but they haven't... They sold the rights to Spyro quite a while ago.
They also do that, what was that game? There was two of them where you're really overpowered and killing everything in sight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not Hulk Ultimate Destruction, but...
No.
God damn it, what is that game, man? I don't know.
Like, you'd kill people and steal their identities and stuff. Like, what was that?
Freak 5 is exiled. I'm unedited, Freak 5. You know, I just send shit out there, and sometimes it doesn't work out. That's all. I just reply to it and put what I really meant after. And those are truths, not lies, Freak 5.
Infamous? Is that what those were?
Infamous, Second Son, or Infamous. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's that's what I was thinking of. They're a good company. Insomniac's a really good... I really do wish they would do a Ratchet & Clank game.
They made a really terrible game when the Rays came out, though, but that's like the only really stinko that they made.
Yeah. So here's my review, because we're going to move on to...
RP Grinders reviews.
Reviews. Ratchet & Clank, I mentioned almost everything I need to mention. The graphically, it looks beautiful. It plays super smooth. The camera angles... aside, like sometimes the camera's a little goofy and stuff like that, but it's got a wide variety of weapons, which is something really cool in the Ratchet games that it goes underlooked. Like, I know most people don't, I was guilty of it too, and then I started like using the other weapons because I wanted to see what they did. And when you power them up, they're even better. Like, I can't remember the disco gun's name, but you can make people like your enemies.
Groovatron.
Groovatron, that's what it was. And it makes, you know, your enemies dance and stuff, which is funny as fuck.
Yeah, the Ratchet and
Clank. When they're done, they all blow up.
Yeah. How dare you,
Ratchet and Clank's game, remember something that a lot of games today forget.
Yeah, fun.
You gotta be fun.
Yes. And, you know, I saw a Sterling video talking about that very premise. He was talking about Anthem and how it's not necessarily fun. It's just, you know, tedious stuff that you're doing to try to get
things.
Yeah. I know. I mean, and I had high hopes for Anthem and stuff, but whatever. But
that looked good.
Yeah, it did. But I think the demo looked a lot better than the finished product, man. The finished product doesn't look anything like it. But, you know, I give Ratchet and Clank a 9. Like, there's very little wrong with that game. Like, if you like to have fun, if you like to laugh at stupid jokes and, you know, puns and... you know, just off humor and you know, surprisingly decent story and stuff like that, then you'll have a ton of fun with Ratchet and Clank, especially the updated version with the pretty graphics and stuff. But ton of fun. And it's pretty smooth to play. Like, you're not going to have a lot of parts where you're, you know, really struggling to beat. So it's almost a perfect game in that respect. So, and you're right, Break. I think a lot of games lose sight of the fact that you're trying to make people have fun, you know, and there's two ways of doing it. There's like the Dark Souls.
I think there's more than two ways, but go ahead.
There's the Dark Souls way of doing things where, you know, you're making a game difficult, but you know, you can literally get good at those games and beat them, like Bloodborne and Demon Souls and Sekiro.
Kind of like Mega Man. Exercise.
Mega Man's another good example. And then there's the ones where it's more of, you know, a community, you know, easygoing experience, like the Marios and stuff like that. There is some challenge to it.
I think it's unfair to call Sekiro a Souls game when it's so unlike a Souls
game. I didn't necessarily say it was a Souls game.
No, I'm just saying, like, I get tired of people that do that.
Yeah. Freak5 says he's been playing The Witness. It's fun. It looks fun. I'm going to delve into that at some point. I got it on PS Plus, but all right. So 9 out of 10 for Ratchet and Clank. I see you have the same movie, Eric, as me. So why don't we go ahead and do a dual review on?
Or we could do my movie first.
No, let's get. Okay, all right. Let's go ahead and do your movie, and then we'll.
Urban Legend.
Yeah, go for it.
This is the
original Urban Legend.
Yeah,
yeah. This is the most shameless Scream ripoff I've seen.
Yeah, and it doesn't care. That's what it was intended to do.
But
yeah.
You know what? It also is a Scream ripoff. I mean, well, no, I guess not. But you know what? It's also another one of those terrible movies. Is I Know Who or not.
I know what you did last summer.
What you did last summer, yeah. That's actually based on a novel, but the movie feels like kind of a ripoff of the Scream type of movies, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Which is fine.
Well, I'm saying specifically because the scenario is almost exactly the same.
Yeah, I like
Urban Legend. Right down to the fact that a cop saves the day.
Yeah. I love Urban Legend, man. I think it's fun. It's just...
I need to watch Urban Legend's final cut.
Oh, dude.
Which is a Scream 3 ripoff.
Yeah. I mean, they're
it's so cheesily bad.
Yeah, that's what's fun about it.
I like the beginning's kind of fun with the old guy trying to help, but she's freaking out because of her paranoid delusion and prejudice, I guess.
Yeah. There's some...
He's trying to help her. There's somebody in your car. You don't want to get back in your car, bitch. I'm trying to tell you.
Exactly. There's some wit to Urban Legend. I don't know. Continue on, Eric. What are you giving Urban Legend?
I'll give it 6.5.
Yeah. That's fair. I think that's fair. Fair.
Now it's us. Time for us.
Yeah, it's time for us to do a review of Us. I was hype going into this movie. And
how about you guys can go ahead with some spoilers? I'm gonna take my headphones off.
I'm gonna do it spoiler free. I really am. I don't want to spoil this movie in any way. I'm just gonna say that Jordan Peele is probably real meteorically rising on my list of favorite directors of all time. I love this movie. I think it's a standout follow-up to Get Out, which I thought Get Out was one of the most stunning debut movies of almost any director ever. Jordan Peele
It's better than Get Out, but I did have a couple issues.
I don't think it's better than Get Out. I think it's as good as Get Out, which is very high praise for me, because Get Out to me is one of the most stunning, debut movies for a director of all time. I can't think of, I think Del Toro did Kronos, and that was really good. I think that was his first movie. I could be wrong on that, but I think of other directors, and I think Jordan Peele is quickly climbing on that list of all time great directors. And I got to see Twilight Zone, and I got to see a couple more movies before I put him on the Mount Rushmore. But I firmly believe that Jordan Peele is going to be, before it's all said and done, Jordan Peele is going to be an all-time great director. We're going to look back on Jordan Peele's career as a director, and there's going to be pretty much universal praise for what he's doing, because he's knocked it out of the park with Get Out, and equally impressive, he knocked it out of the park with Us. Us, without spoiling too much, Us is basically a duality movie with a lot of political undertone and just a double meaning, which is included with the doppelgangers. On its most basic level, it's a home invasion movie, but there's a lot of subtext and stuff that I really don't want to get into with the doppelgangers. But it's a great fucking movie, Eric. What do you have to add, man?
My issues would be the fact that they kind of give away the twist too soon, and the other issue would be the dad's humor is kind of flat and shouldn't even be in there, in my opinion.
Because
it doesn't really add to the movie.
Yeah, I can see your point. I thought a couple of times you might have been right. There were some things that he said that were actually pretty funny, but the standout performance for me was Lupita Nyong'o. She is a great actress. She played two roles in this movie, as all the actors did, and they all did really good. But But Lupita Nyong'o is a standout. She's a revelation, man. She is quickly going to become, one of the great actors in Hollywood. And this performance was, whew, it was so good. He had one minor issue, Freak 5 says, really not a spoiler, is right at the beginning, has nothing to do with the movie. They get to the house at the beginning, the boy goes and gets the magic trick saying he forgot it there last year. Later, the father says, we haven't been here in a long time since the grandma died. 1 year isn't a long time. Well, it depends. It might be relative. I mean, 1 year to one person is, but I agree, that's kind of a minor nitpick.
Maybe a lot happened that year.
That's true. Maybe it could seem like a long time. Because, Jordan Peele, he does a lot of things that very subtle camera movements, very subtle references in his movies. Did you catch that? There was one point where I could almost envision us being in the same universe as Get Out, and I can't remember where I thought that. I'm thinking back. Like, there was something that was said in the movie that made me think of Get Out, and I'm wondering if they're kind of in the same universe. And it wouldn't surprise me if there were like interlocking themes and stuff to Get Out. But I think as far as a sophomore film goes, because you have those stunning debuts of a director, and they do a really good movie, and then they go out for their second movie and they flop. This is not the case with Us. Us is a fantastic movie, and I highly recommend anybody go out and see Us. Us is a great movie. I'm giving it one of the highest scores I've given of any movie. I gave Get Out, I believe I gave Get Out a 10. This ticks all the boxes. There are minor problems with it, but I can't see much wrong with this movie. I'm giving it a 9 out of 5, Eric. Do you disagree? What do you think?
I'll get the same.
Yeah, 9.5 seems like it's not a perfect movie, but it's pretty damn close, and it's a perfect fucking follow up to Get Out. So I highly recommend watching it. Like, if you haven't seen it, get out there and support this movie. I know it was number one at the box office, and it's number one for a reason. It's a great fucking movie. Put all your prejudice aside, and put all your expectations aside, and it'll blow you away. It is a great movie. It just feels like that's where they go every summer vacation. Yeah, see, that you're right, Freak 5. Maybe, I mean, that's, he liked the little hints to the twist. Yeah, see, some people aren't very perceptive, Freak 5, and that's what I was going to tell you, Eric. Like you mentioned, like they gave away the twist early. You have to be pretty fucking perceptive to see that. I did kind of guess the twist a little early, but, you have to be pretty perceptive to kind of see what's coming. And I don't know. I thought it was great. And the movie's great. Jordan Peele's direction is far and away, like, he's blowing me away. Like, my favorite director of all time is Guillermo del Toro. But Jordan Peele, if he keeps it up, he's going to be right up there on my Mount Rushmore of great directors. You have certain directors like Spielberg that you can't deny, with his list of great movies, what he's accomplished. Jordan Peele's going to be up there, man. I can already see it. Guillermo del Toro's up there. There's many more Oscars in Jordan Peele's future.
There's also a preview for another movie I'm looking forward to seeing.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that real quick. Breakman, are you back? Somebody type in the chat that Breakman can come back.
you come back now.
Yeah, Break, come back. I agree with you. I at first I was like, this movie looks kind of bunk, and we're talking about,
and not to mention the fact that they were trying to name drop like somebody behind Get Out along with Peele made the movie, but Peele's not director, so it's like,
But it's, his involvement is very encouraging for this movie. It's like the way I feel about the Twilight Zone. Like, he's not, I don't think he directed all the episodes of Twilight Zone. He's just kind of the host and executive producer and stuff like that, but it lends credibility to it. So I don't know, but we're talking about the preview for Ma, M-A, Ma. And at first I was like, oh, this doesn't look very great. But then the more I thought about it, what's her name?
It almost seems like a modern imagination of Mercy. Is that that movie it was called?
Which one are you talking about?
The movie with that super fan of that writer who she traps in that cabin.
Oh,
that...
Misery. You're talking Misery. About... Yeah, I did get kind of that vibe, but man, it looks really good, man. I'm looking forward to that movie too, man. I hope it does well. I hope it's as good as what I think it's going to be. But Freak5 says, I hadn't noticed before, but something I realized about the trailers. What, are you talking about Ma specifically, Freak5?
Also, Pet Sematary's next week.
That looks good too. I was blown away by that trailer. I don't like watching trailers because I don't like to be spoiled by anything, but... Man, Pet Sematary's looking good. I might have to see that too, man. And you know what? Early reviews are in. It's hovering about 92%. So a lot of good things being said about Pet Sematary. So I keep hiccuping. I don't know why, but whatever. All right.
The only movie I'm really looking forward to is, you know.
Oh, Endgame. And I wish I would have saw. I don't like spoilers.
The thing with their trailers is, like, I kind of want to watch them, and I'm watching the movie like later. Like, okay, that part wasn't in the movie.
Yeah,
that
part was in
the movie. they I like do the trickery.
Yeah, they do trick you on the trailers, which is really cool. I do like that because I don't like to be spoiled.
They're the only
on trailers.
Ones that do, which yeah. sucks.
Yeah,
a lot of companies or a lot of trailers try to make change the speech to make it sound like it's going to be more dramatic than it is. Yeah. They do that for reality television all the time.
Freak 5 said,
or they'll play a line in a scene that doesn't match.
Right, exactly. But only the Russo brothers have done that. This scene's not in the movie. It was never going to be in the movie. We're fucking with you.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, it would be safe to call us a black movie. And I noticed that there are more trailers for other black movies than before other movies. Freak 5, I disagree with you. I think we're finally getting to the top of that hill where I'm starting to think of movies like Us and Get Out as not necessarily black movies, but just good movies. I no longer am thinking that. There was a time where I was like, oh, shit, this movie's going to tank because it's about colored people, you know, people of color. And I whether it's Mexican, black, Asian, whatever. But I think we...
And since Frank said that, I want to point out that Frank is the whitest guy I've ever seen.
No. I'm
pretty pale.
The reason I'm saying that is because... There's movies like what's that movie that just came out? Crazy Rich Asians that just came out that, you know, could have been thought of as like a stereotypical Asian movie, I guess, but nobody took it that way, and I don't think anybody's taken Us that way either. I think we finally are crossing that point where people are not seeing color in movies anymore, man.
If you want to talk about crazy rich people, we could talk about the movie I watched this week.
What did you watch?
They weren't Asian, and this is completely not about race or anything like that, but it was a biopic, basically.
Oh, yeah. And, let's talk about this.
It's supposed to be biopic, by the way.
Yeah, biopic.
And from what I've heard, this is actually a sanitized version of the book, and it is supposed to be biographical because the members of the band, they all were and not just them, but people in their lives. Like, everybody was interviewed and stuff for the book. And the book is told in their perspective, each member of the band, and the movie is too. The movie is called The Dirt, and it's about the band Motley Crue.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people don't know probably the names, but for some people, I mentioned this is where Tommy Lee got his start. A lot of you, if you don't know Tommy Lee as a musician, you probably know him for the sex tape with Pamela Anderson. That never comes up in this movie, by the way. This starts from when they are all young, except for Mick Mars, who is considered an old guy at the start of the movie, and who apparently is suffering from a horrible disease. He is the only guy who doesn't come off as the worst human being ever in this movie. Mick Mars seems like more of a witness to the crap that the rest of the guys did.
I think that's apt, man. I think that might be pretty close to accurate.
Vince, Tommy, and Nick. Nikki Sixx, Tommy Lee, and Vince. What's Vince's last name?
Vince Neil.
They do some of the most despicable, horrible shit. They fuck every girl they see.
Oh yeah.
No matter who they're with or what they're doing, they're doing drugs the entire movie. Like they're doing coke and drinking the entire movie. They don't sanitize any of this stuff. Like there's a scene where they deal with Ozzy. They go on tour, I guess, with Ozzy, and from there they ramp up their antics.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, they were already destroying hotel rooms, but Ozzy does crazy shit that you've never seen. Like he snorts piss. He takes his shit out in a pool in a hotel, like poolside. People are watching. Mm-hmm. He pisses on the ground. And he drops to the ground and he snorts his own piss. Like that's how fucking crazy of a guy Ozzy was.
Crazy was is the word, man. It doesn't even begin to. I mean, if you did a movie about Ozzy's life, man, it would be fucking crazy.
I was saying that, like, we need a movie about his life, yeah, too, because yeah. Nobody would believe any of it.
Oh, yeah.
I heard a story of Ozzy snorting in Blind of Ants. He does that in this movie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nudity in this movie.
Sweet.
Vince Neil especially likes to fuck everything he sees.
Oh yeah.
The at points in this movie, the band members fuck each other's girlfriends.
Yeah.
Under each other's noses. This wasn't like, hey dude, you're free to fuck or stuff like that. Like right. They were just, they didn't care. Nikki Sixx at a point, developed a bad heroin addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they talk about that. Vince Neil killed a friend in a car accident.
Yeah.
He lost his daughter to a cancer.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee was always like the kind of upbeat guy in this, but at a certain point, like he even beats a woman up at a certain in the movie.
They're
he only
dudes.
Punches her in the movie, but from what I've heard, like he actually kicks her ass. Yeah. So, you know, that was kind of like a sanitized moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, stuff like that. Like, they just did some of the most over-the-top crazy shit, destroying hotels.
You know where I got most of these stories, Breakman? I used to listen to Nikki Sixx. He has his own radio show. It's super popular. Speaking of radio.
And I should say, like, that he's sober now.
Yes,
so
yes.
Nikki Sixx. At a certain point, the band he directed the band to go to rehab because of his addiction to heroin, and he got the band completely sober.
Yeah.
Vince Neil did not like that, according to the movie at least, and none of the other guys really liked that either. So they probably still drink and stuff like that. But from what I've heard, like Nikki Sixx went like, and according to the movie too, he went cold turkey, completely sober.
Yeah, they're contractually obligated to never get back together and tour again, if that tells you anything. I mean, that's how volatile the Motley Crue days are. I mean, I do like, we were talking about this off air break. There's like two sets of metal fans. You know, there's the whole side that went like with the hair bands like Motley Crue and Warrant and all those type of bands, Guns N' Roses is in that group and stuff like that. But then there's like the other side with like Pantera, Metallica, Slayer, even Black Sabbath to a certain extent, Ozzy, you know, there's like the heavy metal. And then there's the hair band heavy metal. You know what I mean? And I was more anti, although I do like a lot of the hair band shit, you know, Whitesnake and, you know.
I like some of the Motley Crue songs. Like they,
it's
prominent throughout the movie. And I think, and me and Mrs. Breakman were discussing this, we think a lot of the actors weren't great actors particularly, but they look a lot like, you know, the guys they were playing. And I think that's the reason a lot of them got the job.
Yeah. Freak 5 says he has a message to you from his husky, which is probably Park, but I don't know.
I guess. And I don't want to say, like, I've never been, like, the biggest metal fan. Like, there are some songs I like Dr. Feelgood is a good song.
Yeah.
There's the Dr. Feelgood tour that's mentioned, but they never once played that song in a damn movie. Yeah. And some, well, there's a few of the others. They play a lot of their music throughout the movie, and I like the movie a lot. I'm going to give it an 8.
Oh, okay. Well, very good, man. Very good. I want to see it. I'm curious. Yeah. All right. Well, so let's move on to.
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
Eric, I didn't see a stinko for you, so let's move on to break. Do you have a stinko?
Yeah. The country Brunei. Have you heard of it?
Yes. Yes.
I haven't really heard much about it until this week, because this week
I only just heard it now.
No, I've heard it now. I've heard it.
Yeah, I looked at Twitter and they're talking about how George Clooney is calling for a boycott of hotels owned by the Sultan of Brunei.
Yeah, the Sultan of Brunei, who's ruled the country for like 40 years or something like that. He's always been like the ultra conservative type. So, but there've never been like this big political issues with the country and stuff like that. We've known a lot of the antics that have gone wrong in that country though, which are horrible. But the country itself has decided, the Sheikh himself has decided to enact Sharia law.
Ugh, what a delusion.
That is why George Clooney has gone for a boycott of them. For those who don't know, let's list off a couple things, or list off a few things. You know what? I'm gonna list off some things, no matter how many. I'm gonna shut up and start listing. Theft is punishable by amputation of the hands.
Yeah.
A non-Muslim man who marries a Muslim woman is punishable by death. A male or girl found guilty of adultery is punishable by death. Girls' clitorises should be cut.
That's Sharia law for you.
I'm trying to find my favorite here. Oh, okay, here it is. A man can marry an infant girl and consummate the marriage when she is 9 years old.
Yeah, that's Sharia law for you, man.
And that's only some of the fucking horrible, horrible rules here.
Yeah,
of Sharia law. There are ones like, I guess. Well, I can't imagine one's more worse than raping a 9-year-old girl, but yeah. But you get the point.
Yeah, Sharia law is awful for so many obvious reasons.
It's what's going on in the country of Brunei.
Yeah, don't ever visit Brunei is what I can say, man. I mean, it's all you can do. I mean, here in the United States, if you ever visited there, don't go there. Don't visit because it's, boycott it. It's how I feel about Israel. You know, people were up in arms about Omar Ilhan Omar talking about how horrible Israel is, especially the Palestinian people. But, I've thought of that for several years, and that doesn't make me anti-Semitic in any shape, form, or fashion. Mm-hmm. You know, I can.
Yeah, I hate this atmosphere that we're not allowed to criticize, like, for instance, a country that's majority Jewish, like Israel.
Yeah.
You're anti-Semitic if you criticize the country. That's. What?
Here's what I'm going to say. Fuck Israel's government. Fuck them. Yeah. Fuck them to hell. Because, they're driven mostly by greed. And I'm talking about the government, not the people there. So don't get all up in arms and at me on fucking Twitter. You know, I can already tell. I mean, I've had so much hate on Twitter.
For instance, what's her name?
Ilhan Omar.
What's that?
Ilhan Omar? Is that who you're talking
about? Yeah. I've read what she said, and I'm like, she's not saying, Jewish money. She's saying, money influences everything. Like, that's what she's saying. What she's been saying, come on.
What do you and I have?
Making a huge leap saying that she's, anti-Jewish.
Yeah, break. You and I have for years been saying one thing when it comes to apocalypse. What have we been railing about for the past few years when it comes to politics?
No money.
Money. Money. Get the money out of politics. And that's all Ilhan Omar was saying.
It sounded like you said apocalypse.
No. Just get the money out.
It did sound like it's not the apocalypse.
Yeah. Just get the money out. Money out of politics. You know, that's, it's fundamental. Like, if you're beholden to donors, you're going to vote the wrong ways, 99% of the fucking time. So Ilhan Omar wasn't saying anything anti-Semitic. She was saying.
I mean, just look at, for instance, there have been politicians who have been closeted homosexuals.
Yes.
Who have voted against gay rights.
Yes.
And it's not because, like they're homophobic, it's because somebody's paying them to. So they're like, you know what? I don't care about them guys. I'm getting money.
It's money.
I don't care about other games.
All
people.
About
fuck
money.
Them. I'm getting
right.
paid.
As long as yeah. they're getting donations. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's what it all about with most of them assholes.
This is why I think Bernie Sanders would make the best candidate. All of his donations, every single one of them, are from single donors, and the max you can donate is $27. So I want somebody like that in office.
That should be like a rule.
Yes.
For everyone.
Yes. And they're trying, like he would be the type of person to do that. You know, Bernie says Mom 2 enjoyed the discussion about her question. Yeah.
Did she enjoy my embarrassing revelation or my embarrassing, I guess, well, I mean, they're true stories.
Yeah. She enjoyed it, man.
They're true.
Freak 5 is talking about, Brake didn't flush again when pooping in his bathroom. So mm-hmm. you got a flush, Brake.
Well, as long as he's going to keep up the I pooped hashtag, I'm going to poop in his toilet and not flush. I mean, I wipe.
I poop today.
I clean myself up. I wash my hands.
I poop today is a movement, sir. So you cannot stop the movement, bowel or otherwise. All right.
I'm not going to stop flushing his toilet.
Dare you. That's gross. Freak5 says his stinko is Betsy DeVos defunding the Special Olympics. Betsy DeVos is a special kind of evil. I put on Twitter, I had a poll.
Well, she tried to, and then Trump, like, well, it could have just been a play-by-play with him. She takes the fall for being a bad guy. He gets to be the hero.
Oh, of course.
I doubt, like, he, well, I mean, kind of.
I doubt he thought that up on his own. No, right. His administration like advised him to do that.
Look, here's the thing. Betsy DeVos is a special kind of evil. All right, she's a billionaire, fucking.
She's Dr. Claw.
She is worse than Dr. Claw.
She's the Wicked Witch of the West. And if everybody would just throw water, if anybody yep. just threw water on her, she's gonna melt, and we're done with her.
She is the most mealy mouth fucking person I've ever seen. She's motivated by fucking greed. She's the one that wants only charter schools, which I'm not supremely against charter schools. My kids are in a charter school.
As somebody who went to a shitty high school, public school, I did. I'm not completely against the idea of a charter school.
I'm not. But as long as it's done in the right way.
Yeah, like private schools and all that. Like, I wish I'd went to a better school. Like, yeah, my high school.
But I
like,
yeah. Look, part most of, like, I went to a public school.
Part dump ass bullshit.
Yeah, look, I went to a public school. Public schools are fine. You're going to get a fine education, although now it's really hard because of the amount of kids in school as opposed to teachers and the teacher pay. And, you know, I can go on and on about public school and why we need more funding and stuff. And it goes back to why do we fund, you know, almost a fucking $1 trillion, over a $500 billion to the, you know, war efforts and not donate at least a quarter of that to fucking schools. You know, I mean, that would be too much for these fucking politicians, Republicans or Democrats. And if anybody ever tells you that the Democrats are the anti-war party, they can go fuck themselves. All right. The only people that are anti-war are very independent. All right. There are certain Democrats that are anti-war, Tulsi Gabbard being one of them. Although, you know, I got my issues with Tulsi Gabbard, but I just honestly, we're never going to not be in a war. Like, I've come to that realization, and it sucks. And it's stupid because we could be using a lot of that money for Special Olympics, for fucking public schools, for, you know, healthcare. I mean, we could pay for – people talk about, oh, you know, how are you going to pay for that? I hate that when they say that. You know, when I talk about Medicare for All, I always get, well, how are you going to pay for it? How do we pay for all these fucking wars that we're in? Right? Nobody ever asked that question. How do we pay for these wars? Right? It's the same fucking thing. So if you want to get on me about how are we going to pay for fucking Medicare for All, look at the wars. How do we pay for wars? We give the money to the wars. We can do the same thing for healthcare. And I think healthcare means way more to the people of this country than getting in another fucking war because you want to pay your warmongering contractors more money. And thus lining your own fucking pocket. So, you know, don't get on me about Medicare for All. It's the only way to go. And anybody that says that Medicare for America is better is full of shit. And everybody that says that we need to shore up Obamacare before we need to move on to Medicare for All, fuck that too. All right? The time for incrementalism is fucking over. It's time for a change, a big fucking change. And the big change is Medicare for All, cut the budget for the military, cut these fucking wars off, get out of Syria. That was the one good thing that Trump was going to do that he's not doing anymore, is get us out of Syria. I'm all for that, man. Let's get out of these fucking wars. I don't care about the power vacuum that it causes in the Middle East and all this stuff. I care about this country and the people of this country, Democrat, Republican, and independent. You know, that's who I care about more than anything right now. So, you know, get out of the wars, save money, and spend money on social programs. And if you want to call me a fucking socialist, then call me a socialist, because this country's suffering and hurting. You know, you've given already.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was saying, you've already given the rich their tax cuts. It's time for the American people to receive some benefit from all of this fucked up bullshit that's went on in the Trump administration. So I'm going to move on to my stinko, guys. And I got to play this first. So let me get this. Here we go. Guys, I have lost my pipe. I call this the Apipalypse 2020 or 2019 or whatever the fuck year we're in. My pipe that I had for, I think, like 4 or 5 years, I finally broke it and I have to get a new one.
Weed pipes, yay.
So, anyways, go ahead, break, sorry. I had to play Taps, man. You there, Break? Did we lose Break?
Break, yeah, man? I'm right. You can't hear me?
I almost thought you walked off the show.
what were you going to say,
Break? I see them at gas stations, Frank. Come on, man.
Dude,
like a really good pipe or something?
It was.
Like, it's illegal around here, but like I see like pipes and gas stations. Look, and
I was
and papers and stuff like that. No, like, right.
You don't understand what me and this pipe have been through.
Yeah,
man.
I'm not.
You don't understand what
I've drag quest pipe is in.
I'm not like.
Freak Five, let's get something very, very clear. I cared a lot about my pipe, man. I've been through hell.
Is it a Gandalf pipe?
No, it's just it was a glass pipe. I wish it was, man. It would probably still be around right now. But yeah, rest in peace, pipe, Bernie says. I've had this pipe through a lot of rough times, actually, and I was attached to it, which you should never get attached to a glass pipe because shit like that always happens. Same thing with the bong. Check this out, guys. I have a $300 bong. You know how much I paid for that $300 bong? $1. $1. That's all I paid because I got a raffle ticket and I want it. But anyways, I'm deathly afraid of smoking out of that bong. Like, I don't even want to take it out in the cold. That's how, you know, precious that big ass bong is. So, you know, losing that pipe, I mean, like, there were many times where I was like by myself and smoking weed and thinking about shit and going through problems and stuff like that. And I got an attachment to this pipe, but man, yesterday I fucking broke it. I got up. I was sitting down.
Did you break it fucking the pipe like Chaos is freaking?
No, I never fucked my pipe like Freak Five loves to do. But I got up all of a sudden and it was like on my lap, and I, you know, obviously I was stoned, and I got up and all I heard was, and I was like, oh no. And I looked down and my pipe was in pieces, man. I was like, I was kind of sick to my stomach, but yep, the end of my pipe, man. So that's my stinko of the week. Let's move on, man. It makes me sad just thinking about it.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
No, it was kind of funny. Dungeon.
So wait, Dungeon Buster has a description of the pipe.
Plus pipe. Plus five pipe of the Frank, a lost relic said to inspire feelings of otherworldly bliss. Roll 1d20 to determine which world you appear on after using it. On a natural 20, you crave brownies and must eat one or lose 10 HP an hour.
that's like some gauntlet shit.
Oh man, that's awesome, man. I love that dungeon. You know what? I'm gonna copy that and I'm gonna tweet that out later, and I'm gonna pretend like I tweeted it. No, I'll give you credit, Dungeon, but I, I definitely, but yeah, the Pipocalypse 2019, man, like I totally fucking biffed it, and it sucks because it was my favorite is Pipe. But anyways, let's move on to happier thoughts with
Sweeto of the Week.
Our Sweetos of the Week. Break your Sweeto.
It is now baseball season, and the Reds started it out with a win. Thank you, God. That game was, oh, man. At times it was like, yeah, yeah. And other times it was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm glad I don't bite my nails. Oh, my God, oh, my God.
I know that feeling, although we played the Marlins, so we pretty much – it was 6-0. I was like, this game's over, you know.
We're playing a division rival who – who dominated the Reds last year. So it was nice to start going off against them, the Pirates.
Oh, the Pirates.
Even though they didn't have the Reds killer last year, the Reds were just so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, the Reds did suck last year.
Andrew McCutchen had moved on. Who's he play for now? I'm not sure.
He plays for, I think, New York, if I'm not mistaken.
The Mets or the Yankees?
Yeah, I think he plays the Yankees. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure
he's good enough to play for them. He really is. Like I've for years called him the Reds killer because he really every time he come against the Reds, he'd hit that.
I love watching McCutchen play, man. McCutchen, he's a good player. He's a great player. Freak Five says his Sweeto is it's payday, and us is a Sweeto. Us is definitely a Sweeto, man. I'll get to mine in a minute. All right, Eric, your Sweeto.
My Sweeto is the fact that there is going to be a Hello Kitty versus Gundam.
What in the world? That probably is going to be the greatest thing ever, man. That's so cool.
Wait, that's not just a YouTube thing?
No. It is definitely going to be a video.
Oh, my God.
I want to see that. That sounds interesting.
Oh, my God. I think Hello Kitty's fans would be really upset if Hello Kitty lost.
It's sort of
can
like...
you imagine how upset the Gundam fans would be?
Make the Gundam people stop fighting.
Do you remember watching the old Godzilla with that dude that did Perry Mason, Burr? What's his name?
The original Godzilla.
Yeah.
The American remake of the original Godzilla.
Yeah. You know, do you remember they had like a cartoon at the beginning and it was Bambi? And like you're like, oh, you're just sitting there looking at it and just Bambi. Like it's a black and white cartoon. And it had like Bambi like just frolicking in the forest or whatever. And then all of a sudden Godzilla's just big, massive like foot just went boom and smashed Bambi. Do you remember that? That was fucking awesome, man.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie, but so I think I kind of remember that.
Yeah. Bertie says, I'm so surprised Frank hasn't exiled me today. Once today. Yeah, no, I have not. You haven't said anything to do that. Freak Five says, oh, and learning about the new Shaft movies is Sweeto. Yeah. He was making the point that they kind of tailored the previews for a black audience with us. And I didn't get the Shaft trailer. Otherwise, there might have been a little more validity over here. But I might be the area. Do you live in a predominantly black area, Freak Five? I'm curious. Really curious. Here, it's like kind of mixed, I guess. I don't know. More white than anything because that's, you know, the majority of the country's white anyways. So, yeah. So Hello Kitty versus Gundam. That's a thing. That's cool. Mine is Jordan Peele. I mentioned all the superlatives about Jordan Peele earlier. Jordan Peele to me is he's one of a kind, and I can't wait to see more from Jordan Peele. What do you say in break? Did you say something?
No.
Yeah, theater was not in a predominantly black. Yeah, then that's them just not marketing the right way than Freak Five. But hey, more exposure is more exposure. If the previews were good, like Ma's previews. Excellent. If you haven't seen the trailer for Ma, then I'd watch it because it's shaping up to be a really good movie too. But all right, I've got a topic. I don't think we got into it last week, but we might as well. Suck it! All right. I think I teased it for this week, but. Criminal justice reform, guys. Like, speaking about black areas, Freak Five. This is another reason that I hope Bernie Sanders gets into office. Like, there's so many good positive things that Bernie would do that I don't think any of the other candidates would even dream of, including Elizabeth Warren. I think Elizabeth Warren's the clear-cut second choice in my view. Maybe Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know. But criminal justice reform.
You don't like Hansi Joe?
Oh God, man. Joe Biden's. I hope he enters the race because he is clearly one of the worst candidates you can. His candidacy is dead on arrival, man.
Like, I don't want him to enter a race because the DNC has already elected him. Like, remember what happened with Hillary?
I do. You know why? There's reasons why I do. Brakeman, because it's going to take away from Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, a lot of these establishment piece of shit candidates that we have in the race, and he's going to take away votes from them, which is fine by me. And also, he has a history of tanking, and he also has a very racist history. So, and a very misogynistic.
As I said, Hansi.
Yes. You're referring to him being really creepy with women and girls. Yes. And you can see videos of him like smelling girls' hair and just has this creepster vibe. So there's no way in hell.
Yeah, he has the nickname Hansi Joe.
Yep. And for a reason.
I did not make that up.
No, and it's for a reason. He's a creepster. He really is, and he always has been. Plus the way that he treated Anita Hill, if you go back and listen, and he's never to this day, it's become a big running joke in Anita Hill's household when somebody rings the doorbell. They you know, quote-unquote, have hopes that, you know, it's going to be Joe Biden ready to apologize. He never once has apologized to Anita Hill. Anita Hill was treated like shit. And I don't think that we should forget the way that she was treated and the way that specifically Joe Biden treated her in those hearings. And he has yet to apologize. He is a poster child for why there's a Me Too movement. And I hope the Me Too movement swallows him whole and spits him out and destroys his chances of ever becoming president of the United States. And him holding
on. It didn't stop Trump from being president, though.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I
don't want him to enter a race. Like, I just don't.
I do. Like I said, because I think.
I know. You gave your points. I'm just saying, from my perspective, the way the DNC is looking at him, what happened with Hillary and stuff like that, like, I agree he'll still votes away from, like, Kamala Harris and such like that. Which will just reinforce the DNC's, like, he needs to be our number one in their minds type thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they can think that all they want, but if Bernie gets 50% of the vote, it's all for naught. I mean, some of these people are going to be dropping
out. They screwed him before.
They did, but it's a little different this time around, Brakeman. There's a voting process this time around. And the first round, if somebody gets 50% of the vote, it's over. There's no superdelegates in the first round, and there's nothing to worry about. It's when we get into the second round when we're going to – and I'm hoping by the time we get to the point where we have that vote, a few of these idiots will drop out. Like everybody's big on this Pete Buttigieg guy, the mayor from South Bend,
Indiana. I'd never heard him until a couple days ago.
Right. I heard about him, and he's a very eloquent – you know, he's an out-of-the-closet gay politician. And he, you know, he's very eloquent. He speaks very well, but he's another one of these mealy mouth guys that I can tell says one thing and is going to do the exact opposite. And his voting record is not good, especially in South Bend, Indiana, where they have a problem with gentrification, which is a problem clear across the country. But he is very pro gentrification based on his voting record. The things that he says and all this other stuff. There's other problems with other candidates. Like, I like Elizabeth Warren, but I won't vote for her because she's become very kind of sketchy on Medicare for All. And if you're not full throttled for Medicare for All, it's a non-starter for me. You can forget it. I don't want to hear it. My dad's a senior diabetic that relies on the insulin. You cut Medicare, he is going to die. So I don't want anybody else in the country to have this feeling that they can't go to the doctor and because they're going to be bankrupted. I can't tell you the number of times that I wished I could have went to a doctor, but knowing how much money it's going to cost because I don't have insurance and can't afford it, that it would literally be not a good thing. There'd be thousands of dollars that I would owe that I would never be able to pay for. So I don't ever want to hear any candidate say nothing but I support Medicare for all, full-fledged. It, the time is now. It's not yesterday. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. Not next, you know. Let's incrementally get there. The time is right fucking now. These people in this country deserve to be able to go to the doctor and not have to worry about getting bankrupt and also not having to worry about dying because they can't get their medication, all right? My dad's, a diabetic. He needs insulin. There's no two ways about it, and insulin is super expensive. So if they cut that out, my dad will die. And I will hold all of these politicians responsible if that happens. Nobody should ever have to worry about dying because they can't afford their medication or they can't get it. You know, it's utterly ludicrous to...
Yeah, where are the pro-lifers complaining about that shit?
They're not. They could care fucking less. And that's what makes me so angry. And any politician,
or
anyone...
Or people like certain people I know... It's not that they couldn't care less. It's that they aren't caring at all because they don't think about things.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just saying, like, it's a non-starter for me. If there's a candidate that doesn't support Medicare for all and not this Medicare for America bullshit, which keeps private insurance companies in the loop, I don't want to hear about it.
I'd have to ask, why the fuck is insulin as expensive as it is? There's something seriously wrong with the medical industry.
There is. You know, I know why. I've researched this too. There was the guy who – I can't remember his name, but the guy who created insulin didn't want to patent it because he wanted everybody to be able to get it like regularly, like without having to worry about price. But the pharmaceutical companies got a hold of it and patented it, and now – want to sell you insulin for crazy ass numbers. Let's see. What do you? Okay. Oh, they're talking about the Mueller report. I don't care about the Mueller report because Russia, Russia, Russia. Nobody gives a shit about it now. It was all a big fucking.
I mean, if anything,
burger.
Insulin should be like free.
maybe not free because it costs to manufacture and stuff like that. But you know,
it should cost at least as much as a flu shot, which should be covered by insurance.
Yes,
the Mueller report wasn't a big nothing, though. There was a lot of things that they want.
No, when it comes to Trump,
it
was nothing.
They don't want the public to see. The president's going to get a chance to redact everything according to Barr.
Look, for 2 years, Maddow especially has been pushing this Russiagate bullshit.
Well, see, the thing is, like, if she ever thought that there was going to be a direct link between Trump and Russia, she was insane. Like, that was never going to happen.
Right.
But because there are always going to be people that are going to fall on the sword for him, you know, type stuff.
Right. There's not – look.
But
it
there
wasn't...
are – there's enough evidence in there to help the other investigations that are going on against Trump, the investigations into his tax fraud and stuff like that.
No,
once he's out of office, he's effed in the A.
Yeah, and I hope. And I'm not – see, that's the thing. Like I always tell people on Twitter, this – you guys put all your hopes on this fucking Mueller report over the past 2 years, and I've been telling you the only way to get him out is to vote his fucking ass out. That's the only way it's going to happen. It's not going to happen through any report. It's not going to happen through, you know, any of his shady dealings with this and that, because he's going to do what he's going to do, right? Redact the whole Mueller report, you know, whatever. It's not that it was a fruitless thing.
If it goes to him first, that's exactly what he's going to do.
Right.
You know,
and
he's going to say, no, no, no. You know, it's hiding stuff from us. But the thing is, just because it's hidden from the public, it's not going to be hidden from the investigators who are going to be looking into things. His obstructions, his tax frauds.
They're going to get him on the tax stuff. That's the only thing that they're going to get him. The obstruction stuff is over. All right.
See,
that
the thing is. Well, no, I'm not talking about his obstruction of justice.
You're talking about the paying for the sex.
Yes, exactly. His obstruction. The investigation of the Stormy Daniels investigation, which we have seen as a public him do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, seeing and indicting are two. I mean,
I
like
know,
I said.
But there's a lot of There are a lot of entities that are going after him right now, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he is for sure going to go down, because God knows there is no justice in this world anymore. Or, you know what, there never was.
In this country.
No, it's like that everywhere. There's just no justice. There's no such thing.
But, you know, here's the thing. Like the Mueller report aside, I've said it. There's not going to be anything that there's no – I mean, the Democrats are already taking impeachment off probably because they knew – they saw this coming, you know, with the Mueller report. And I don't know why anybody –
you know what? I've criticized Nancy Pelosi a lot. I'll give her credit on her handling of the of this whole incident. Because she's the only one who's not like going like this is ridiculous and stuff like that. Basically, she's saying like, you know, we can't talk about impeachment because we need the other side to go with us.
Yeah.
So she knows what she's doing. Maybe I know I'm definitely harsh about her being there forever. I get that. And I still there's a lot of things she's done so far. That
she's worthless.
Being reluctant where no. I'm like, so I just don't like her. But
no, I agree
with
you.
I think she's handling this the right way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there could have been 50 other things that Trump could have been impeached for right now. You know, so I don't give her a pass at all. She's worthless. She's another one of these worthless politicians that are there in Congress. Like Feinstein's another one. I don't know.
No, they're all worthless. I mean,
not all.
I'm just saying.
There's a few.
Is according to the politics of Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
In this battle, I say she's doing the right thing in this battle in particular. But
it's a huge embarrassment for Democrats for sure. It's a huge embarrassment. Like they should be ashamed of themselves. And Adam Schiff, like, I actually agree with the Republicans that said Adam Schiff should fucking resign. I do. I'm sorry. Like he you know puffed up his chest and was like, well, this and that and the other. I think he should resign because he's the one that put
there should
his...
be a lot of people resigning.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Just across the board on both sides, like there should be a lot of resigning.
Yeah,
on.
And I think Trump should resign right now just for his general fuckery. But
his entire family.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I heard that Linda McMahon is going to resign, which is a good thing because she's another piece of shit. But I wish Betsy DeVos would resign because she's a worthless fucking
piece
of shit.
I think she's at the point where she must have seen something where she's like, well, this – yeah, I don't want to be blamed for this too.
Yeah,
maybe it was the Special Olympics thing.
She's a special evil piece of shit because she put out a thing. Well, you know, kind of like saying that you know they had to make cuts. They had to make cuts because you just gave the rich a $1.5 trillion fucking tax cut, corporate and rich people tax cut. So, of course, you have to get rid of shit. And what do people get rid of? Stuff like Special Olympics and Medicare and Social Security.
And if you notice, like, a lot of wrestlers have come out and, like, the Special Olympics thing where a lot of wrestlers have been like, we work with Special Olympics. Like, this is absolutely ridiculous. And I think that got back to her. And I think that was basically, like, her husband and her interacting with, like, okay, your politics are interfering with the wrestling business. Maybe we should... walk away.
Yeah. No, I hope. I mean, you know, if that's the reason, then good on her. But Linda McMahon's not a saint.
This seems really sudden because she was actually next in line for there was a promotion coming up. I guess when the next guy leaves, she would be next in line for it. So yeah, like there had to be something, and this Special Olympics thing just happened. And a lot of WWE was not happy about that.
You know, speaking of Betsy DeVos, if it's too much, if you think that you're getting
picked
on.
If you see her, throw water on her. One at least one glass of water is going to make her melt. I'm sure it's only going to take a glass.
You know, if it's too much for you, Betsy, just resign. That's all you got to do. Just, I mean, it takes 2 seconds. Just put up a memo.
Forget the glass. I'll just get the super soaker.
Yeah. There you go. All right, guys. I didn't even get to criminal.
You don't even need a super soaker. I mean, like, she's so wicked. Like, you just for like a shot glass on her, and that's enough.
Yeah. I mean, she's fucking terrible, man.
Although Dungeon Buster does agree if you're Super Soaker.
Super Soaker for sure.
I'll find one somewhere.
Yeah, Super Soaker full of piss, Freak 5. Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, that's
man.
Water. It'll still work.
You know, why can't we protest like that? Like, water doesn't hurt people. Why can't we throw water on people? like in a form of protest. Somebody sees Betsy DeVos out and about, you just throw a big bucket of water on her. Like, it doesn't...
Not like throwing rocks and stuff like that. Like, I heard people protesting throwing rocks, throwing bottles of piss and shit like that. Don't do something like that. That's ridiculous. You're stupiding to the levels you're supposedly fighting against.
I would like that guy that broke an egg over that guy's head. Like, that didn't bother me at all. Like, I think it was in Australia. He was like this ultra conservative, you know, politician, and this kid who's a fucking national hero of Australia, in my opinion, he broke an egg over his head. He was like a white nationalist politician like we have here in the United States, but
Dungebuster has a point. You know it's water, but the Secret Service have no idea what it is.
I'm just saying, like, if you were to see, like, somebody out in public, like a Betsy DeVos, and you, like, took, like, a glass of water that clearly people could see, and you threw it on her, like, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I wouldn't have... Yeah, see, Slagar says, you kidding me? People call the cops for throwing rice at wedding. That's some bullshit, man. I agree with you, Slagar. I mean, it's ridiculous, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, and Dungebuster even adds to that. They just see fluids flying and think the worst.
Yeah.
You know, they see anything flying or just like what's happened with a lot of people with the guns, that the toy guns that look realistic.
Yeah.
And then add the racism and the... trigger happiness of the cops,
you know? Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean,
there's just,
if it was me or Freak Five that threw water on Betsy DeVos, we would be killed within 5 seconds for sure. Like, not even no
but
question.
You'd be sacrificing for the greater good. You have to think of it that way.
I guess.
I mean, would mourn you, and I would talk about you every time we did the show, right? Like, praising your great work. And
so you're
like
telling me that I should do it, right, man? Like, if I ever see Betsy DeVos, just throw a big-ass glass of water. And hopefully she's wearing, like, a white shirt so we could see her saggy-ass fucking boobs that are 90 years old. And...
I'm melting. I'm melting.
Yeah. Freak Five says, I would be killed trying to get into an event that she was at. Exactly, Freak Five. I feel you, man. Same here, bro. I feel the same fucking way, dude. Like, I've been treated so bad by cops over the years. You would be surprised, yeah. Freak Five, the shit that I've been through, man.
Freak says at the beginning of the guy's day, he was getting shot by a super soaker full of piss, and he adds that, and I was just thinking, that was some dedication to fill up a super soaker with piss. I mean, really, those super soakers hold a lot of liquid.
It's definitely not my kink.
You gotta be like me right now, like drinking all this beer or something.
Definitely not my kink, Freak, but I think it'd be funny as fuck, man.
But Dungeon Buster says DeVos has a yacht because she can't swim.
She has like 10 of them, although one got...
and helicopters.
She's down to 9 because one of them got, like, vandalized or something, but yeah.
I can't remember who I saw on Twitter called her the Wicked Witch, and I'm like, yep, she's the Wicked Witch of the West. You're right. You're dead on. Like, it's identical. Like, I'm serious. Somebody throws water on her, she's gonna melt.
Yeah,
that's true.
Or like invisible ink. Like, somebody throws a big old thing of invisible ink on her, and she gets all like,
yeah. I don't. We've been talking about piss. I don't think it has to be specifically water. You're right. I think it just some sort of liquid.
Yeah, it'd be so sweet. I would love that. It has to be wet.
Something wet goes on her, and she dissolves.
Yeah, that person would be a national fucking hero. Be a fucking national hero.
I mean, when the cops shoot you for it, Frank.
Right.
We operate you. We just want you to know that.
Right. All right. That's about all the time we got for.
Just make sure you tell your kids you love them.
Check the meme I just sent to RP Grinders on Twitter. Right. Her and Ben Carson haven't done anything newsworthy for. No, they have. Behind the scenes, Dungeon. Don't kid yourself. They've been doing bad shit behind the scenes. Bad shit. Just, I mean, you're a smart cat, Dungeon. You know where to look to find out where they did their shady shit. Carson's done a bunch of defunding on the HUD side, and DeVos has done a lot of things for charter schools and shit on the other. I mean, there's tons of shit that they've done.
I think he means vote worthy.
Yeah,
like, they can't. They're not in Congress anymore.
Yeah.
Were they in the House or were they in the Senate? I can't remember, but they're not voting anymore, is what you said.
They're worthless pieces of shit, both of them, man. But all right, Eric, let's start with break. Your plugs, man.
I have to go check Twitter because somebody sent me a meme named Freak. It is... I'm seeing here. Betsy DeVos. Oh, God. Why did you send me a meme with Betsy DeVos?
I'll have to check it out later. Plugs. Yeah. Break plugs.
I'm going to retweet it for people. You can follow me at RP Grinders and at... what's my other name? Oh, yeah, break_man on Twitter.
All right.
Or just, there's a break, and then you find a little underscore button on your computer. You don't have to type out underscore. You know, I'm just telling all the same people who've ever listened to this show.
You must be drunk, break man.
Yeah, I'm pretty drunk. I'm sorry.
All right, next, Eric. Any underscores?
Yeah, you can find my Patreon on my Twitter account at EricRPG, and you can go to websites I've written for. Like, I got reviews of a bunch of different games, and this week I only managed to get one up, but I'm going to do some over the weekend because that's probably, you know, the only time I'm going to be motivated enough to do something. But I've got to play some other stuff. But I have a review of Assault Android Cactus up on TotalEGN.com, but there's also my Castlevania retrospectives that I've been putting out. We did the GBA and DS games and Bloodlines, and next week we're doing the episode you all been waiting for, the Lords of Shadow episode.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. All right. I want to thank everybody in chat. I know Glitty was in chat earlier. Wyland was in chat earlier. Banana Nananan is in chat. I love that. A good friend, Freak5, is in chat. Check out his show, Zombies Anonymous.
They're always in chat. Like, is that...
Yeah.
Is that somebody waiting, like, just for us to do the wrong thing?
Or probably.
Say, I mean, we'll say the wrong thing.
They never log off.
No, they go into chat. Like, I see them go in, like, during the show. Good friend Freak5, check out his show, Zombies Anonymous. I think they're back up and running.
I'm just waiting for one day that the name pop up in chat. Gotcha!
Commander Root was in chat.
What happened? Something I said? No, it was Eric. That guy said it, not me.
European Police is in chat. Polizzi. Polizzi. Underscore. Positivity Bot. Dungeon, of course. Our good friend Dungeon was in chat. He's been playing a lot of Anthem and other fun games. I think I saw him playing Sekiro, too. Good friend Slagar was in chat. What's up, Slagar? Nice to have you in chat this week.
Freak thinks it's the FBI. He's an FBI agent. I think he's an ICE agent. He's probably,
man. He probably wants to throw me in those detention centers, man. I won't go anywhere near the fucking border for that reason right now, man. Sneaky Ado. Sneaky Ado was in chat.
And I'm sorry to laugh at that, but that was also funny.
Yeah. Sneaky Ado is in chat. That's a great name, Sneaky Ado. Type some stuff into chat sometimes. We don't bite. And Tade, TEYYD, was in chat. Thank you so much for joining. We really appreciate it. If you want to follow me on the Twitter, it's at Frank Branches. If you want to follow me on any of the consoles, it's RP Grinders. Just look up RP Grinders, you'll find me. Go ahead and add me.
I bet like one of those people is in there to monitor our language and another is to monitor video. They're just waiting for us to show like some boobs or something, like naked breast. I got them.
I know. They're waiting
for a female nipple.
Any excuse. I should do like a micro, like one of those micro pictures of a female nipple where you see like super, like, you know, 10 times, you know, or 30 times, like, you don't know what it is. And that'd be like a running joke that I actually showed nipples on.
And it's actually just a dick or something.
No, it's an actual female nipple, but like 30 times or 50 times, like microscopic, like where they can't, like, you know, tell what it is really.
I'm thinking about language, though. There's nothing that I can think of that we haven't said.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because we've talked about, like, racism, so we've mentioned, like, racist terms and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think we can get banned on that, but for sure the visual of a female nipple would get us,
you know, banned. Yeah, I know. Any visuals of female nudity get you so in so much trouble. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm always careful when I open up Freak 5's like links because I don't want to show anything on the stream that would get us banned.
I remember how it was when I was a kid, and like it was so hard to find a naked woman.
Oh yeah, dude. I mean, trust me, I was one of those guys that like had one of those like you know, back in the day they had those cable boxes where they were kind of scrambled and you could kind of see a nipple here and there. You know that? Yeah, exactly.
I told you when I was young, like when I was a teenager, that was the only reason I watched horror movies ever. Like I didn't like horror movies. I was watching them because I wanted to see naked women, and they're more likely in a horror movie than pretty much anything else.
It's visual on YouTube, Freak 5, you son of a bitch. He says, "Oh yeah, Frank, I laughed so hard at us." The comment of Heideki. What kind of white people shit is that? Yeah, exactly.
He's a female nipple on an audio. Podcast. Well, we can show video, like it's just
on YouTube.
It's three dudes talking. Like for the most part, nobody wants to watch us. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
If we had like a female member, I that would be different.
Oh
I'd
get
more attention. Yeah, but like for sure. You know, it's a few guys talking. Yeah. I mean, we could show video if you guys want.
I mean, I am skinny in the waist and pretty in the face. So you know, I mean, I'm just saying. Mm. Like I if I put my camera on, I would probably get way more subscribers.
You can just sit here watching me get more shit faced by the moment.
All right, that's about all the time we got. You can follow me at Frank Branches, RP Grinders on all the systems.
And completely sexist. But it's also fucking true.
It's food quest time. I need to eat something.
Yeah, go ahead and add me.
If there were women involved in our show, like that's like people would care, like video wise. But yeah.
A real quick plug from me. Joe Bob Briggs is doing his show on Shudder. So if you have Shudder, check that out tonight. It's gonna be fun. So, all right. Like Freak 5's exile, you son of a bitch. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then.
That's the only time you've exiled them today.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
That must be a record.
Yeah. All right, stay safe.
Congratulations. You win. Woo!
Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. Later, everybody.
It's not a proper celebration without some
cowbell! Love that cowbell, cowbell every day. You know...